Hello to all you lads and lasses out there. It's your pal, Alex, and before we start this week's episode of Pass the Gravy, I am going to apologize for my terrible Irish accent, but I'm going to tell you to go over to PassTheGravyMerch.com, and right now you should go over and order your Pass the Gravy St. Paddy's Day gear. We got the men's shirts, the women's tank tops. We have the Irish I Was Listening to Pass the Gravy podcast shirt. That's my personal favorite. We got that in regular green and dark green for the fellas. We got it in the ladies' tees and the ladies' tank tops. And then on our lucky AF one, it's the PTG logo with the Irish flag on it. We got that in regular green for the fellas and the women's tee as well. It's St. Paddy's Day season, guys. You gotta get your stuff now. I would order today, whenever you're listening. I would order it for sure because you want to get it by March 17th so you can wear it out for all your St. Paddy's Day festivities. PassTheGravyMerch.com. Load up on all your Pass the Gravy St. Paddy's Day merch. We also have the brand new dad hats, the awesome new rock show shirt if you want to support your local Houston basketball team, and the Pastros shirts are an oldie but still a goodie. Go check them out now. PassTheGravyMerch.com. Stock up on all your Pass the Gravy St. Paddy's Day gear now. PassTheGravyMerch.com.
I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
Bro, Jane, and Jello, ain't that close to nothing?
You should just smile and follow me!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
Good news. I saw a dog today.
In your face, Nancy Grace!
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though!
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, Son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Pew, 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 pew.
I was wondering how long you were going to go on without...
Just the chorus.
Without the joke man here.
It was Jack Sparrow by The Lonely Island.
Yeah,
it was a rough one.
I've heard that one, but I don't know how you thought I was just going to pick up on, like...
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I feel better about not picking up on that one. Happy Gravy Day, gang.
Happy Gravy Day.
Welcome back. It's episode 330 of your favorite podcast, America's favorite podcast.
Of course.
Well, not yet. We're working on that part, at least. But
real
it's,
Americans.
Yeah, real American heroes. Listen to Pass the Gravy. That's what I know. So I feel like all week at work, I've just been trying not to get sick. There's been like people that are sick at work, and that's just like if it's like a family member that gets you sick, you're kind of like, okay, well, you know, like I live with you or whatever. Like that's kind of to be like, it's understandable. But like when it's just a random person at work, you're like, no, get away. I've been Lysoling and wiping down everything at the office, and then somebody the other day was like, hey, so we're trying to, like, you know, wipe down the countertops and everything just, you know, to prevent everybody from getting sick. And I was like, just quick question, you don't think you're the only person that doesn't want to get sick, right? I was just, okay, all right, just wanted to make sure that you didn't think that everybody else was just going out of their way to make sure that we didn't do those things, because just because you're new to it doesn't mean that
maybe
everybody
just
else
do that all the time.
I understand like cold and flu season, like you're more likely to let's fix some of that shit. But like I was okay. Like that's the audacity for you to be like, hey guys, hey, FYI. There's some things we should do that is different. And it's like, no, it's not. This isn't different. This is just normal behavior.
I've just been taunting everyone at work about it.
Yeah,
like, anytime someone coughs, you're looking very corona, you're dying.
Now if you cough, you just like people give you the look like you're like the worst, like they want to murder you.
What about my kids? I'm like, well, they're going to get sick. They're kids.
Right. Like, I don't know.
Fuck
like,
your kids. I don't care about your kids.
Don't like put them in a bubble.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll never go to school. Oh, no.
Hopefully, you know, if you're, you know, if you and the father aren't together, stick. stick him with the kids for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Or just, you know, again, put him in a bubble.
Because don't bring it all. It's like, don't come into
kids
work.
Kids love
if you're
bubbles.
Sick. I know you need money, but so does everyone else. So don't get everyone sick.
But kids love bubbles, though. So, they like, do. Put them in a bubble and they'll be fine. We're forever
slap a
blowing
bubble
bubbles. We might do that today. Who knows? Who knows? We might be forever seeing forever
just
blowing bubbles.
Send your
bubbles
kid
today.
To grandma.
Yeah. Or just, you
so
know.
So that
like,
the one that's very likely to get sick will be with the one that's very likely to die. Getting sick. So maybe don't send them to grandma.
I don't know. Okay. Well, let's hop right into the podcast. This week, Robert is not here. Robert had he's not blowing us off or anything. He actually had something. He had to help give somebody a ride, and then he had to do something else and go across town. And I was like, you know what, bro? Don't stress about it. Just take today off. It's no biggie for you, buddy. So Bobby Jokes will be doing a mock draft. He will be doing the mock draft. We're going to call him on the phone. By the way, will you just give him a text and be like, yo, hey, we just started the pod, FYI. And then maybe like let him know when we're getting there. But we're going to call Bobby Jokes, and he's going to do the mock draft via phone. We had a very heated mock draft last week, and I believe our girl Casey said that it was tearing the gravy gang apart on whether or not chili and chicken and dumplings constitute as soups. Now, I think we can rule out that most people say that chili is not a soup.
100%
chicken and dumplings, however, though, that was a different story because there were a lot of people that were like, that was an actual debate that was breaking out as opposed to the chili. But still, like, it wasn't a runaway.
I want to talk about how people were giving French onion shit. Okay, first of all,
but we'll get to that in mock draft.
Uncultured swine.
But I was just saying, like,
I was pissed about
it. It was heated. Yeah, mock draft season has gotten off to a hot start, if I do say so myself. Let's get right into the where you been, though. I like that I said earlier, like, let's get right into it, and then, like, let's talk about other stuff before we get right into
it,
though.
That's how we
work. That's our thing, and Robert's not here, so good luck, guys. But, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy this one. Let's go right into the where you been.
Hey, you, where you been?
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 Where you gone? Where you gone?
Since you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
All right, you wanna lead us off, Chief?
Yeah, I will. I actually had a good start to it. So, you know, the water main broke last week, kind of fucked up a lot of shit going on in Houston. Well, on Friday morning, I wake up, I'm about ready to get into work.
Did the restaurant have to close down?
We did not. Actually, we ended up finding out later on, too, that we were just giving customers water bottles, but we ended up finding out we were actually on well water where we are.
Well water.
So it wouldn't have affected us anyway. But I wake up Friday morning, and as I'm waking up, the other guy I work with texts me and goes, hey, Spring Branch ISD has canceled school.
That's what's up.
Because their water would have been affected. So I was like, sweet. Now I don't have to do all this shit at school, you know, at work today. I just have to – I ran in, popped in for like an hour just to finish a couple things. Bam, I was out, and I got to get an early start on because I went up to Fredericksburg.
Nice, nice.
And my dad
to the Berg.
Yeah, my dad's friend who's like the chicken wing king. We cooked up 25 pounds of chicken wings this weekend, so I got to bring a bunch of those back with me too, which was dope. But played with the pup.
How's the pup doing?
Oh, so good. So I think by the end of the weekend she was sick of me though, because like all weekend long
all
I
you
just
do
kept
is wrestle
tackling her. But the first night, or actually both nights, she just slept cradled up next to me, so it was great. Which is always just something good.
That is always fun.
But it was nice. You know, I got a quick start to my weekend. Instead of getting on the road at like 4 o'clock like I normally do, I was on the road by 10:30.
Well, look at you.
Got a little,
making some time.
Got a couple extra hours with the dog.
Nothing
and I guess my
that.
Family, but you know,
but dogs, family, and then everything else.
Yeah,
right?
So,
that's how it goes.
So, you know, watch a bunch of XFL.
Okay.
Saturday.
Are you still as impressed with the XFL? I am still, like, I mean, I get it. It's not the NFL. I'm never going
no,
to say
it's not.
It is comparative
some
to the
some of the quarterback
NFL.
Players dropped off, but in on other, like, the DC Defenders, Cardale Jones is sucking now.
Well, obviously.
But
it cannot
other,
be PJ
but other
Walker.
Quarterbacks have picked it up on other teams.
New York's made a quarterback change. Matt McGloin's out. Luis Perez came in there.
Yeah, he's
got
like,
him a dub.
Like, damn, New York started out looking like, oh, this team might go 0-for.
They're good at
and
home.
Now
there's a lot of teams
playing.
That are good at home. But
they're 2-2 now, right?
2-0 at home, 0-2 on the road.
Yeah.
I showed Pat right before. There is a graphic that the home teams in the XFL this season are 11-5. If you're a bettor, maybe think about that if you're just wanting to bet straight up. But home teams are 11-5. The Roughnecks, 2-0 on the road, which means that two of the five wins or losses to home teams have come via the Roughnecks. So basically our team, my team that I partly own, is just fucking shit up right now. Only undefeated team, if we were pointing that out. But the XFL's fun, man.
I like it. I missed about 95% over that of the Roughnecks game because I was driving back during it, but I did get home to see the final drive. Can we just appreciate Charles James?
Charles James, yo.
He's so great. Like, he's screaming into the camera, like, telling Dallas to fuck off
so,
on live TV.
So, for those of you that may not know what we're talking about, the XFL is, they're really into miking up players, having mics on all the time. And Landry Jones, the quarterback of the Dallas Renegades, fuck them, he threw three consecutive interceptions to start the game. And Charles James is on the sideline on the third interception, and he was like, you could see that the camera guy was just kind of filming these two guys on the bench. He's like, hey, is that on? Turn that on. Get Landry Jones the fuck out of here. He ain't got no business being in here.
And he's not from Houston, but I think he said he came to Houston 4 years ago when he joined the Texans.
When he was on the Texans, before he got cut.
He's H as fuck now.
Well, he's lived here that whole time. He's never given up the house.
And
he's,
he said, like, no, like, we've adopted
him.
He's
in Memphis.
He's now
AAF,
from Houston.
But he's a H-Town now.
He is now from Houston.
Yeah.
Like, he went to LSU, I believe.
I don't remember.
I think that's where he went. But, he is now a native Houstonian. Even if he ever moves away, this dude is the H.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't follow him on Twitter, fucking do. I think it's CJ Deuce.
He's awesome.
He's amazing.
And he's helping that Roughnecks defense.
We've talked about him before, but if you guys don't know and you watch Hard Knocks, he was the crazy Sox guy on the Texans from Hard Knocks.
He's like, I got dope socks, and he got cut. And
they have him on
the
NFL 100 that NFL Network does every year. They have him on there just because he's entertaining as shit. Like, this dude's
not in it.
No. He's not on the
top
100.
I was about to say,
but he's one of the people. Like, everyone else that they talk to is like top players and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just him.
Is it like those comedians. Those like old like MTV shows where it was like, yeah, man, this guy was nuts. Like, where they just have like the like confessional shot of you just talking about whatever
player it is.
Okay, that's cool. So he's like the I love the 80s or whatever it is
kind of
stuff. Yeah, like,
but it's
man,
not
that
football.
Shit's crazy as fuck.
But yeah, I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate
dude
him.
Charles James. If we could get him on the pod, that
would
be
I
sick. Would hey, Gravy Gang, do your thing. Do your thing, yeah.
I would love it.
We have some beef, Gravy Gang, but like we'll get to that here in my end. But like Pat, continue yours. I'm sorry. I just get excited talking about the XFL, man.
No, I mean, you know, that's about it. And then today, I didn't have to go to work either.
So that's good.
Yeah. So I've got to miss 2 days out of the last. Like,
you pretty
four.
Stoked about that?
Yeah. Like I mean. I'm wearing pajama pants right now.
You man. Were? I thought that was interesting. I was like, man, Pat just letting himself go, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I had no idea that you didn't just come from work.
Yeah, they were taking the SAT at work today. So they're like, oh, no deliveries. And we're like, all right.
You know what I don't
miss? I'm not coming to work today then.
You know what I don't miss? The SAT. That shit
was
sucked.
Easy.
I hated it. I was a much more ACT kind of guy.
What was it? Out of the what's it out of 1400?
I have no idea. I don't think it's out of 1400. I think it's like out of
1600,
16
right?
Or something.
I think I got a like a 1280 on my first one.
Yeah, I didn't do great.
Well enough to get into any college I was applying to, but my mom made me take a second one.
I had to take the SAT
like,
twice, the ACT twice.
I did worse on the second one because I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, fucking,
joke's on you, mom.
Yeah,
I already got one
that
I'm going to submit.
$60
so
or whatever the fuck
whoops.
It is.
But yeah, so that's what you've
that's
been.
That's where
I've been. Huh? I have had back to back pretty busy but fun weekends. My liver may not agree with me, but hey, we're back to drinking again. This is my first drink since Sunday. So there we go. Look at me.
Sometimes you just gotta reset the body.
All in moderation. Yeah. Friday night for the first time I ever went to the rodeo cook-off. Now I know this has been going on forever. I've lived here since 2002. But it was just.
Were you in a tent?
I was in a tent. And we went to another tent later on. But
how you gotta do it. Like, if I don't have a bracelet, I'm not going.
Right. So like, you don't have to have a bracelet. You can just go.
But it's better with one because then you get great barbecue and you can
booze,
drink food.
Yeah. What do you do if you don't have a bracelet?
There's other places where you can just walk around and buy shit.
Mm.
But then you got to spend a bunch of money. If you have
right.
somebody that hooks you up on a bracelet, you just bring
you
tip
just wanted
money.
To go to, yeah, okay.
Bring money to tip the people that
are
giving you beer.
That's what we were doing. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun. Shout out to Warp Pig Barbecue. They really took care of us, and they were a whole lot of fun.
and Janelle and all of them out there. Like, they have some fucking dope-ass barbecue sauce. We put on some dope-ass barbecue, and we drank a lot, and it was awesome. We had a good time there Friday night. Saturday, woke up. I had a work gig I had to go to, and I thought that it was a lot earlier than it was supposed to be, so I was like, oh, shit, I'm probably not going to go to see West Ham play. God damn it, I was upset. And then I woke up, realized West Ham played earlier than I thought. My gig was later than I thought, and I was like, I think this is going to line up perfectly. So I got to go see our boys play West Ham. Got that dub. Finally got off the Schneid. We beat West Ham. Got the dub though. We played South. I got to see West Ham play. West Ham got that dub. They beat Southampton 3-1. So I mean, why don't we, like, we do this every time they win? And I feel like, why would we change it? It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
Let's sing Bubbles. We're gonna sing Bubbles. Guess who's not in the relegation zone either? Us. Same with us, guys.
Turnaround time, boys.
If you want to video yourself singing Bubbles, just send it to us. We'll retweet it.
It feels good to be back. It's been forever. It's good to loosen the pipes back up.
So yeah, we were talking about relegation talk. We were still in the relegation battle. Obviously, one win's not going to get us out. I told you guys, I believe 12 points saved us. We got three. All right, 9 points I think saves us. Ideally, we need more. Like, it'd be great to have more than that. 15, I think we're 100% safe. 12 though. All right. We can get to that. I think we can get 9 more. I think we could still get 12 more if we really wanted to. If we keep playing the way we've been playing, because we played well against Liverpool, played well against Southampton. Classic West Ham would have been to go out and just shit the bed against Southampton after feeling good a little bit after giving Liverpool a fight, but they didn't. I have screenshotted for you, Pat, right here. This is great for everybody else. We don't have a video version of the podcast, so you're not gonna be able to see it either. But we are sitting at
Just above that line.
So the red line right there, 18, 19, 20. They're getting relegated. Guess who's sitting at 16? Us.
You mean 17?
We're 16. 17 is Watford.
Oh.
So yeah, we're one spot above the spot above the relegation zone. So look at us. Moving on up. We got Arsenal this weekend. So that one's, I'm not counting on a lot. If we can get 1 point out of that, that'd be great.
That'd be huge.
That'd be great. Let's keep this point streak going, West Ham. We got this. They're playing well. I think they're gelling. They played a 3-man front. I know a lot of you guys aren't sure what I'm talking about. They had 3 guys, I guess strikers. I thought that worked out well. I thought it was going to – I think if we continue to do that, you can put pressure on other teams instead of just sitting back waiting for them to come at you and get scored on. So West Ham, I think, could maybe turn things around. They're not going to win the fucking Champions League, obviously. Liverpool's got to win like 4 games, and they got it. They're not going to make a Champions League. They're not going to make it to the Europa League. But – We're playing to not be in a lower league. We're playing to stay in the same league and not get kicked out. So West Ham, fuck yeah, guys, let's do it. And it would look really bad if our boys got relegated after we support.
Not gonna happen.
Fucking come on, you Irons. They got that done on Saturday. Saturday after that, I went home, chilled for a little bit, then went and got crawfish. The crawfish streak is now at 7 weeks. Went to Hank's Crawfish for a second straight week, but this time I went to the Westheimer location. It was my favorite so far I've had this season.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. You can tell they really, like, they do boil it in a bag, but you can tell they put everything you ask for in the bag, and they haven't just been having a bunch of bags sitting around. Like, it's customized what you want, then they put it in, then they boil it in. It's awesome. It was fantastic.
I don't think I've ever had crawfish that was boiled in the bag.
Oh, it's dope. The only problem is if a lot of places like L.A. crawfish and places like that that know that they're going to only be, like, crawfish places they'll put a bunch of bags in, and then if you take it out, if you have some water in it, the water and the heat will still kind of cook some of the crawfish. So sometimes they get overcooked a little bit, and they're not as good.
I've never had crawfish in a bag. I've never even heard of that. That's weird to me.
I mean, it's not uncommon, especially if you're going out to these like restaurants and places, and it's easier for them to be like, "Oh, you have 3 pounds of crawfish here. This is 3 pounds in a bag. We brought you the 3 pound bag." Pour.
I've always been a crawfish boil person, not a restaurant crawfish. So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier for them. But then you have the other ones that'll put it out in the pan, and that's cool too. But like the bags, just sometimes people don't do it right, and then you can overcook them that way too. But I thought that Hank's crawfish was the best crawfish I've had so far this year. So 7 consecutive weeks, we're keeping this bad boy going through another week. We're gonna do this either Friday or Saturday. We're gonna eat some more of that. So Tessa, Chili, and myself, 7 consecutive weeks on the Cal Ripken of crawfish return tour, trying to, like, I set that record, and I'm gonna try and beat my own record. Now, a lot of people would say, like, hey, you know what, 22 weeks of crawfish was not good enough. Like not a lot of people would say that, but I'm the guy that's gonna go put myself out there, spend the money, and do that. We ate crawfish for 4 hours, and
I was gonna say, what do you think the most amount of pounds of crawfish you've taken down before?
I mean, like, by myself?
Yeah, by yourself.
I don't know, because, like,
10, 12?
Like, including everything, yeah, I could definitely say I've killed 10 pounds. Because,
I mean, usually they bring it out in, like, 2 pound batches.
I wish, though, like, there was a way to measure, like, how much meat you really got out of the crawfish. Because, like, a lot, like, if you had 50 pounds of crawfish,
but that's not how it's.
I know it's not. But it's like, I've probably put away at least 12 pounds by myself before. And, like, if my boy Chili, though, if you just let Chili have crawfish all day, he could put away, like, countless pounds of crawfish. That guy never stops eating crawfish.
Oh, yeah. All you can eat crawfish.
It's
if you're a crawfish eater, is a great
if
deal.
If Chili's going to your place. But
most people that get all-you-can-eat crawfish, they're going to have, you know, the opening 2 pounds,
the 2 pounds,
maybe
yeah.
2 more. And then you just got bamboozled.
Yep, and then that's how they get you. But it's been a lot of fun, and crawfish is always the best way to go. And, like, you get to drink when you're doing crawfish. Like, we went in. I got done with my gig. I left. I went to West Ham at, like, there was a 9 a.m. kickoff. Went to my gig at noon. I got out of that at 2. Went right to Hank's after that, and we left at, like, 6:30, 6:45. It was getting dark, and I was like, fuck. What did we do all day? I guess we just ate crawfish all day. Okay. I'm not upset with that.
Crack some brews and
yeah.
Ate some crawfish.
So then back to the XFL, I guess. Sunday, woke up bright and early. My boy Daniel from the Weekly D podcast came and picked me up at about like 6:30, 7-ish. We left my house, went to my girl Tessa's, and then we went to Dallas. But we stopped in Conroe at our favorite brewery in the entire world, Southern Star Brewing Company, our boy Keith.
I feel like it's been too long.
It has been. It's been a couple months. So, like, they've got some stuff. I'll tell you guys about that here in the ad coming up in a little bit. We need to go up there, and, like, we got to pick a weekend.
That's what I'm saying. It feels like it's been too long.
Like, the next 2-3 weeks, we got to go up there for sure on a weekend and just hang out with the boys. Because, like, I miss those guys. Seeing Keith, I was like, just give me a hug. I missed you. It's been too long. I think it's been 2 months since we saw him. And,
it's
been like the Christmas Spectacular was the last time we saw them. But we had, Keith was like, yo, man, if you're going up to Dallas, stop by the brewery on the way through Conroe. So I was like, well, all right. And Keith loaded us up with just obviously the best beer ever made. And our tailgate was all 100% Southern Star tailgate, which was dope. Then
it's the best kind of tailgate.
Yeah, we kept on trekking down. We stopped at Bucky's in Madisonville. You have to stop at a Bucky's. And, you know, that was tight. But then we went to Arlington to watch the Dallas Rangers or the Dallas Renegades game against the Roughnecks, our Roughnecks that I am a part owner of, obviously. And boy, it's fucking weird watching football in a baseball stadium. It doesn't make sense. The dimensions are shit. We were in the end zone, and the end zone was like 95 feet up. It felt like, because we were in the outfield. We were above the outfield fence, and it's like, I get that this was a baseball field. It's just, it's kind of shitty when you're not, like, an end zone ticket, you think you're kind of right by the action. We were above the action by a lot. It was still fun. We chirped back and forth with some Dallas/Arlington fans. We didn't make any new friends. And then at the end of the game, you know, as a part owner, I go down there to congratulate the fellas. I mean, I didn't go on the field. I'm not that kind of guy. I don't have field access to the road games. But I was like, hey, fellas, what's going on? How's it going? And our boy Corey Crawford, one of the D tackles, was like, "Oh, what's up, guys? Hey, part owner." And I was like, "Hey, will you take a quick pick with us, man?" Like, he was like, "Yeah, I know we're kind of like, you can't really hand me the phone." I'll toss it. We're good. Tossed in the phone, took a pick with us, posted that up there on the Twitter. And then Kyler Murray was walking by. And I was like, "Oh, what's up, Kyler?" And he looked at me and I was like, Huh? And like the Corey Crawford guy kind of like handed him, he was going to hand him the phone. And Kyler was just like, "Nah." And I was like, "Fuck you, Kyler. Fuck you. You're dead to me. Daniel Jones is a way better quarterback than you. I hope the Cardinals never win a fucking game again." And so
I was just spit all over his microphone.
Yeah, well, I'm very upset because Kyler snubbed us. So, I mean, he was there to hang out with Bob Stoops, who wasn't even his coach, was
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's a state trader, though.
Yeah,
so you should have seen
it makes
coming.
Sense. Well, and, yeah, and then he was hanging in Arlington. Yeah, okay, questionable decision-making at best. So.
Well, I mean, he did go to college in Oklahoma, so it makes sense that he'd still want to be there.
Yeah, so he's in South Oklahoma, I guess. But so Kyler like looked at me when I said, "Fuck you, Kyler." So obviously he heard me, and then I was like, "You're right, you're dead to me, dude." Like, so right now I am using my curse powers. I'm putting a curse on Kyler Murray. The Cardinals will never win a Super Bowl under Kyler Murray. Done. So when Kyler Murray doesn't ever win a Super Bowl, you're like, man, the pass the gravy curse really, really took a toll on the Arizona Cardinals. And Kyler Murray is just, I told him he was short. I told him that he couldn't see over his offensive linemen and that he was slow, which, I mean, obviously he's not slow, but I wanted to hurt him. I was trying to cut deep, and I was like, short, I know could get to him maybe, but like you have big hair because you're short and you're trying to make yourself feel taller. I see right through that. And I said, Daniel Jones isn't short. Daniel Jones is tall. And, you know, like I was trying to stand up for my boy Danny Dimes. I was trying to put him down, trying to put him, you know, like fuck you, man. Like, how do you just snub the gravy gang like that? And we got beef with him. So friends off, Kyler Murray. Not that we were going to ever have him on the podcast, but he's definitely not coming on the podcast now unless he wants to issue an apology. And
yeah, now he's not welcome on the podcast.
I'm not saying the gravy gang should be mean to him. Definitely not be mean to him, but just be like, dude, not cool, Kyler. Not cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna be super mad if you want him to say, all next year while he's probably gonna be.
No,
on my
everybody, just go find Kyler Murray on Twitter and then just send him that Greta Thunberg. How dare you? GIF. Like, don't like, you know, like, don't be a dick. Just like, how dare you? And he'll be like, why are all these? But then like hashtag Gravy Gang or whatever, tag us in it too, so we know. And we'll be like, yeah, Kyler's cursed. Kyler, or just hashtag Kyler cursed. Kyler curse, there we go. And then he'll be like, what is the Kyler curse? Oh god, oh no, what does this mean? And he'll start getting in his head, he'll start playing poorly, and then it'll unravel right in front of our eyes, and it'll be all because he snubbed the gravy gang. Like, he didn't say fuck you to me, his eyes said fuck you to me. And I can, you know, I'm an eye reader kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I read right through that, and I was like, you know, fuck you, Kyler.
You are quite intuitive.
Fuck you. You know who's cooler than Kyler Murray? Corey Crawford, which is why he's on the only undefeated team in XFL history. How many undefeated times has Kyler gone through the season? None. I mean, regular season maybe, but you had to finish it out, and he's never finished it out like that. How many XFL undefeated?
I'm
4-0?
I'm pretty sure in high school he won three state titles.
Well, we don't count high school. We're talking real football here. We're talking pro football.
Texas high school football is pro football.
Nope. No, it's not. It's not better than the XFL. Not better than the XFL. But how many 4-0 XFL starts has Kyler Murray ever gotten off to? None. Makes you think. Corey Crawford, 100% of his XFL campaigns.
He's peanut butter and jealous.
Yeah, he's peanut butter and jealous, and we all know it. And Kyler Murray, you're cursed. The Kyler curse right now. So I hope you're not an Arizona Cardinals fan, anybody, because they're not going anywhere anytime soon. And I just feel bad for Larry Fitzgerald that now he's got to waste the rest of his career probably with this idiot who's probably just going to be a dick to everybody, and just he spreads hate wherever he goes. Says the guy that's spreading hate towards Kyler Murray. I guess
I was about to say if tomorrow the Giants traded Danny Dimes for Kyler Murray.
They would never do that, and I would hate him. I would have to hate him. I've already committed. I wouldn't go back.
You would find
I love Danny Dimes now. Danny Dimes is my guy. I love Danny. We wouldn't trade Danny Dimes, which is one other thing. Like I've been looking at mock drafts. Like, why the fuck were people even talking about, like, maybe the Giants should look at Tua? And like, fuck you. No, they're not. They're not going to look at Tua. They're not going to look at any of these guys. They're not going to do that. They're going to get Isaiah Simmons. We all know that. Everybody knows that. Isaiah Simmons is my dog
now.
That
dude's a freak.
Big fan of Isaiah Simmons. I wanted that before the combine. He looked good at the combine. But yeah, we were in Dallas. We tailgated. Shout out to Daniel Tom Chesson from the Weekly D at Daniel_Blake. That dude can fucking grill. He brought jerky that he made. He made some of the best jerky. You know, like jerky and Skittles, I would say, are like two of the top foods at where your jaw is just exhausted when you're done with them. And it's like they're both delicious, but you're like, I am just exhausted chewing right now. Like, this hurts my jaw now at this point because I've had so much of this. And then Daniel was like, oh, hey, guys, I got some jerky I made. You want to try it? It was the best jerky I've ever had in my life. It was chewy. It wasn't too chewy. It wasn't too hard where I was like, my jaw was just getting fucked up. Like, I could have eaten it all day. I was like, just take it away because I'm going to eat all
good
of
jerky. Is supposed to be a little tender, too.
It was the perfect jerky. So he's going to tailgate with us at the Roughnecks game this week, and I hope he brings that, too. But then
I need to get some tickets. I need to finally just come this week.
Just next going to give it to you, bro. We got the pastor gave tailgate. Pastor Gravy tailgate, man. We're going to have it going down. I'm not going to say exactly where yet because we aren't sure, but I'll tell you what lot later on in the week, guys. So follow at Pastor Gravy Pod.
I'll have to get with you later, figure out where I need to buy my tickets.
Yeah, you can definitely get tickets and like take you and a bud and then just party with us. It'll be a lot of fun. I may or may not have had field passes after the game, though, because, you know, I'm a part owner, so I get to go hang out with the boys a little bit. So,
dips.
So that'll be tight. But
I just call dips.
You should get some coveralls, get a hard hat. Like, that's what you got to do, man. It's roughneck time. Where next they're gonna give it to you, and that like when you
I'll just rub some sandpaper on my actual neck so it's nice and rough.
That's a start for sure. But then maybe get the other stuff too. At least get the hard hat. The hard hat's not too bad to get.
Probably get that at Home Depot.
You could just go to Home Depot, Amazon. Also, Amazon. That's pretty simple to do.
You know, I can just pick it up and not have to wait for delivery.
It's too. Yeah, you don't have fucking Prime anymore. Like a peasant. Gosh. So we tailgated before that. I have been thinking about the burgers that he made every single day since he made the burgers. They were so good. Like, this guy could open up a fucking just barbecue restaurant, and he could have been grilling at the cook-off for the rodeo, and he would have been right up there with the best and the winners and all that shit. But shout out to Daniel Tom Chesson. Listen to the Weekly D if you haven't. Go like listen to us first, then listen to the Weekly D if you haven't added that to your podcast playlist. The Weekly D better fucking be on your podcast playlist.
They're part of the Pastor Gravy Network.
Those guys get it, and Daniel was a fucking good time. And then we got on TV. I'm not trying to brag that we got on TV, but my favorite part about us getting on TV is it was our friend Will, Tessa, me, and Daniel, and we all had coveralls on, and Will's got his hat on, his hard hat on. I've got my hard hat. My friend Ty was there too.
He didn't have the gear.
He had a hard hat on, but he was wearing Daniel's hard hat. But we brought those German Shepherd masks, the road dog masks, and Daniel had his on. So immediately the first picture that everybody starts sending to, hey, you guys got on TV, and Daniel's just got a dog mask on, and everybody's like, who's the dog? Like, why is there a dog just sitting next to you? I was like, he's a good boy. He was a good boy. And this dog can grill. You guys should have seen the dog grilling. But like that was funny that Daniel just got on TV like as a dog. But that was cool. It was a good time. And it's always fun when you go to a road game and you win and then you get that walk out of the stadium. Not like we're talking shit to anybody, but just you're like, victory on the road. We get to head home. That drive back is always sweeter once you got the dub. When you drive home from like a road game, it's a loss. You're just pissed. You're bummed. Like the drive feels like it's quadruple however long it takes to get there. And it was awesome. So it was a lot of fun. And I had a pretty solid weekend. That is where I've been. But then I forgot to mention, shout out to Fernando Ramon for making it out to a West Ham game. He made it out towards the end of the West Ham win, and I just wanted to point out that he's made it to a West Ham game this season before you did, even though you promised to.
I will.
And Fernando came out there. We got to hang for a little bit. I felt bad because we hung for just a little bit, but I had to be at my work gig at noon, and I was like, I gotta roll right after this, man. I'm sorry. It was like 11:30, so I had to bounce. But I was like, I appreciate you coming out. Yes, he's got. I was like, come out for like and start get out there at the start time of the game, and then we'll get to hang for the full time. And especially if it's a game that I'm not having a work gig after, which is most of them. But I'm not going to get to go to that this weekend because I'll be watching West Ham from our fucking Roughnecks tailgate. They got that early game. I think we're going to start tailgating maybe like 10 a.m., 11 a.m. We're going to get rowdy out there, ooh, fellas. And the Necks are going to get that fifth win in a row. So XFL football, guys. Like this is exactly how I was about the XFL when I was a kid, but now I can drink and I – can be a part owner, as you guys know, and I get to have fun. It's like I was a kid that just watched it on TV every single Saturday and Sunday when it was on, and now I'm like, fuck yeah, I get to be a participant in it, and hopefully this fucking league lasts because it's a lot of fun. And how fun is football now? How fun is football in March? How fun was football all February? Like, that is the fucking dream. It's the American dream.
It's never stopped. It's good.
You know, I say I think that people think that like the white picket fence and the house with the family and the dog and all that was the original American dream, but then I think it morphed. I think soon after people found out what football was, it's like, I think football all year round would be the American dream, and it's kind of starting to come true, guys. So, you know, we go XFL season's over. Guess what starts after that? Big Brother. You know what starts right after Big Brother? The NFL's on then. Guess what happens then? Hopefully XFL lasts. We get those three things, that cycle, that's going to keep your life going round and round and round, guys. This is the best time to be alive.
It's perfect for people like me, too, because, like, I don't really care about the NBA, but I watch Rockets games. But I have zero interest in college basketball. It does nothing for me.
I try and watch it so I can bet on it in college, in like March Madness. I watch hockey.
March Madness, I don't give a shit about the tournament. Like, I can't tell you, and especially because I think the championship game is usually on a Monday?
A Monday, yeah.
So I'm always working during those anyway. But even if I wasn't, I wouldn't be paying attention to them. I'd probably have it on, but it would be side TV. While I'm playing a video game and paying attention to a different TV. Like, that's just an afterthought. I don't care about college basketball at all. So this is perfect for me. I still have sports to watch every
week. Phenomenal. And it's not the level.
It's still preseason, baseball. It's still spring training. There's really not much going on there to pay attention to. This is like the XFL has been a godsend to me. Because normally this time of the year is a sports hole for me.
It's just like
there's no sports.
It's just dead. And
except
like,
hockey.
Well, I mean, but
I've gotten more into hockey.
But
than
most people,
each year
most people don't
years.
Watch hockey like we do. We're weirdos that watch hockey.
You still
a
watch
lot.
A lot more than I do. I watch mainly Bruins and then other games. I'll have them on.
Yeah, because you only have that weird package where you just got the one team, but it's your friend's fault. So yeah. I get you.
No, but I mean, I'll have other games on, but like, it's just this has been perfect for me. I love it.
I love the XFL so much. I just it's awesome.
I want to send them
and
a love letter.
You know, who would have thought being a part owner of a team would have turned out to be such a great deal? Like, you know, like I know a lot of you guys LOL'd at me when I was like, hey guys, I'm a part owner, but now look at me. 4-0. The only 4-0 part owner in XFL 2.0 history right now. So,
and all the other
But like only Roughnecks part owners are 4-0. Yeah. So you guys, the rest of the league, can suck it. And that's where I've been. And I don't know, just the XFL. Shout out the XFL guys for the love of football. And that is like the best motto for it.
What have we been going for, like an hour and a half already?
Well, it feels like it. But like we could just do an XFL podcast. Should we just do an XFL side podcast now? Should I add that to the network?
Maybe we should just record a bunch of shit out at the tailgate, and then we'll just put that out in bits.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Tailgate cast. But you know what is a good idea is going out and grabbing you a Southern Star beer. Also, I know it's voting time, right? Everybody was out there voting yesterday, and it is election season. What you need to do, like, you need to go out there and vote. You need to exercise your right as an American to get out there and vote. And I suggest you start at bombshell2020.com because Southern Star is having a election right now, and they are trying to see whether or not you guys want the red cans, the new red Bombshell blonde cans, or the blue Bombshell blonde cans that have always been around there. Now Keith was showing them too. We had some other red bombies we had out there at the tailgate. We had the Pass the Gate podcast XFL Roughnecks tailgate brought to you by Southern Star Brewing Company, and we were out there. Keith hooked us up with some of the blues, but they've redone the cans now. They got the girl, she's bigger up on the can, so she shows up a little bit better, and that red really pops. I was like, Roughnecks are red. I was drinking both, though. I was mixing it back and forth, but that red really pops, especially because I've been used to the blue for so long. So you go to bombshell2020.com. You get to vote on whether or not you like the red Bombshell blonde can or the blue Bombshell blonde can. Let us know what you guys pick. I'm really interested to hear what it is. Hashtag bombshell2020. What'd you vote on? I mean, I'm not supposed to ask. You don't have to admit, but I'll tell you, I voted for the blue one. I voted blue.
I
You know, I went blue because I was like, I was.
The classic is so beautiful.
That's the beer I fell in love with.
I went red. I don't.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I've been thinking about this for weeks.
I'm torn every
time
I see
it. And I don't
know
if these are official poll results underneath it. I feel like there has to be more votes.
Like, if I could fuck a can, I would probably fuck a Bombshell Blonde.
But it says 360 for red and 355 for blue right now. Now, I don't know if that's actually saying those are poll results underneath the vote. But
cool, we got a fucking horse race.
As of right now, guys, you have 243 days, 7 hours, 30 minutes, and 13 seconds left to vote. So,
man,
you're running out of time.
I guess so they're done with the when the election's over, huh? The actual election. So we can vote that whole time. It's going
to
be.
I mean, this is like 2/3 of a year left to vote. So, yeah.
To November. Yeah.
I guess so.
So, yeah, there we go. And then that's going to be the can. That's going to be the can that they're going to stick with, the one that you guys vote. You guys really do have. Like, everybody's like, oh, well, our vote doesn't count. Your vote straight up counts in this one, guys. So go out there and vote. And, like, what I love is, like, also
pops,
you go vote,
man.
And then you don't get the I voted sticker. The I drank today sticker is the sticker you want.
Those
That's
are stickers
cool sticker
I can get behind.
That you want, guys. And did I mention that
Keith,
they have
Keith, are
the
you
new...
listening? We need these stickers.
Keith, we love you. And like, Keith fucking hooked us up at that tailgate. And every time we saw a Roughnecks fan, anybody in Roughnecks gear, like, if they were in Renegades gear, we were like, fuck you, get out of here. But if they were in Roughnecks gear, we were like, yo, come here. You want a beer? Man, most people were like, yeah, okay. And then a couple of them were like, what is this? I'm like, it's Southern Star Brewing Company. You should try it. This is a Bombshell Blonde. But, like, I vote for the blue can just because that was the can that we were drinking when we were buying our own beer. And Southern Star was like, hey, I like the beer you're having. I was like, you guys should hang out and maybe we should do something together.
It's
and that was kind of what
logo
led to us.
On it.
Yeah, that's kind of what led to us being the, like, getting Southern Star as a sponsor. Yeah, it does have that old school Southern Star logo.
I love that logo.
Which is, like, how cool is it? Like, Southern Star has, like, throwback outfits. Like, Southern Star's going to have throwback jerseys pretty soon. Like, Southern Star's the best place to be, guys. 3525 North Fraser Street in Conroe. A great time to go up there would be this Saturday night, or all day Saturday, really. It's their 12th anniversary party up at the brewery. Also, it's their Echo in Conroe release. Now, we got some Echo in Conroe.
I'm drinking
that
one right
I got
now.
Out there now. And, oh, my God.
You're afraid of coronavirus? Oh, don't go with Corona.
Yeah, I wouldn't
go with Echo in
Conroe. Go Conroa. That's what I'd go with. Nice. You know, Echo in Conroa. But Echo in Conroe, if I told you, like, we can't do a mock draft of Southern Star beers because Robert couldn't play in it. But if we had to and I just got to pick at will, I would go Strawberry Bomby, Bombshell Blonde, and then I'd go Echo and Conroe as my next one. I don't know what I would go with fourth. Would it be... Ooh, there's just so many of them, honestly.
It's hard, man. I would probably put...
You had to pick your top four.
In no particular order.
I think Kolsch is pretty solid.
I think Kolsch, Subatomico, Strawberry, and Buried Hatchet would be my top four.
Buried Hatchet, okay.
Now, what order they're in, I'd have to put some thought into.
What we're saying, though, is there's something for fucking everybody at Southern Star Brewing Company.
There's
like,
multiple things for everybody.
The best thing is that Keith hooked us up with a little bit of everything, so it's like, hey, do you like? Are you an IP guy? And if you're an IPA guy, and if somebody's like, yeah, I'm an IPA, here you go, have a conspiracy theory. Oh, you just want something that's easy? Kolsch. Have a Kolsch. Would you like a Lamort Vivant? Would you like? There was something for like anybody that asked for a beer, they got a beer that they were pleased with. And the Subatomico Juicy IPA, if you want some fruit in that as well, like it's all good. Everything Southern Star puts out is awesome. They got the 12th and they're 12 years old. How fucking crazy is that? They're teenagers now.
They're old enough to drink. With family
in Russia probably. In Russia, they are. And then also, so they got their 12th anniversary.
It's probably not a great joke to make during a beer.
Their 12th anniversary party and Echo and Conroe release coming up this weekend, the 12th at the brewery. It's their 12th anniversary coming up this weekend at the brewery, this Saturday, and the Echo and Conroe. And then I wanted to tell you guys as well about March 14th, which is, I want to say, next weekend, and that is a Saturday as well. They have the Operation Fermentation.
I just saw that and clicked on it,
which is going out there. It's their Munich style dark lager. Now, if you're a fan of dark beers, you're gonna be loving this shit. And also, just go look at the can. The can looks phenomenal.
Ooh.
It's gonna be awesome. Maybe that's the one we gotta go to.
Brewed by Will Schilling of the Cane Island Ailers. That's right down by next to my house.
Okay.
That's where these guys
are
at.
Maybe we gotta go. Maybe we'll go up to this one, huh?
I can't. I have a crawfish boil on the 14th. I was gonna tell you earlier. That's the one.
You know what? I might just
go.
Make a trip myself and then maybe I'll go back up with you the weekend after
that's
or whatever.
The one time
I gotta hang out with my boys from Southern Star. I miss them. They're like family to me. Southern Star Brewing Company, the creator of this 19 and a half minute ad. But Southern Star Brewing Company is the best beer in the entire world. They are the official beer sponsor of all of our XFL tailgates, and they're just the fucking best guys in the whole wide world. Go up to the brewery, tell them you heard about them on Pass the Gate podcast. Be like, yo, what's up? Where's Keith? Let me talk to Keith. Where's Ben? Ben will take you on a tour. You'll love the tour. All of those guys will take care of you. Angel will take care of you. Everybody's going to fucking take care of you. And it's Southern Star Brewing Company, the best beer in the entire world. And they are who's bringing you this week's Comeback Kids of the Week segment. Let's get into that, Pat. As soon as the Ladylettes want to show up, whenever they're fucking ready.
It's the Comeback Kid.
The Comeback Kid
of the Week. The Comeback Kid of the Week. Bitch.
Yes. All right. Our first Comeback Kid of the Week has to be the rodeo, because the rodeo is back in town. Trail riders have already ridden and trails, all that stuff. Although I didn't get blocked in traffic from many trail riders this year, so shout out to
that. I heard
that.
A lot of people that were mad about it. I was not one of them. I don't go near that.
I found out we have some trail riders on our gravy gang, and I, you know what? I've changed my tone because I've bitched about it in years past. But
it sucks when you get caught in the traffic, but it is a super dope tradition.
Whenever you're stuck in traffic, you're always like, why can't you just ride a car? Just take a plane. We get it. We get it. It's the rodeo. But I mean,
ride faster.
I don't know. It's
do a speed run.
It's cool that they all do it. It's cool. It's a tradition, and it's like a Texas really cool thing. It's a fucking Texas thing.
I was talking to somebody about this the other day. How weird is it got to be? Like, say somebody just moved to Houston,
and like that's the day,
like 2 days before that, and then they're leaving their house to go.
I knew it. We did get hauled up by horses.
And
all
there's
the time.
Fucking people on horses and shit. And you're like,
what is going
on
out here?
Wait, what the fuck? Like, people actually do ride horses.
This is crazy. This is nuts.
Move!
Why is this happening?
That's got to be so confusing to somebody who just moved here.
It sure has to be, for sure. So the rodeo is back. There's, I think, Willie Nelson's playing Wednesday night as we're speaking. And Midland played. I don't know who that is.
Oh, they're great. They got a bunch of good. Burnout is a great one of their songs. Drinking Problem.
Okay.
Those are their two most famous songs.
You're going to have, is Rascal Flatts playing? Rascal Flatts?
I don't remember.
They used
to
always play.
I know Luke Bryan is closing, and I know Kane Brown is playing somewhere in the middle, so I'd like to go to
both
of those and punch them in the face.
The Undertaker's brother's playing?
No.
Oh.
No, he's a mayor somewhere now.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him then. Good for him. I was like, Kane? I didn't know he went country, but whatever.
No, I think he's a mayor in Virginia or something.
I mean, I told you guys I was boycotting going to the rodeo after I found out that Lil Nas X wasn't there, so excuse me, after he had a song
kind
called
of
Rodeo.
Surprising.
I was shocked and offended, honestly. On his behalf, I was offended. Because
they've got some shit artists there this year.
Yeah, I don't know like half of them. But so rodeo's back. Also back is Boiling Water. Because that was the thing we had to do, as you kind of alluded to earlier.
I didn't have to
because
I got the fuck out of town.
Well, you talked about like the boil advisory and all that. So there was a water main that broke. I don't know why. I think people were digging for a pipeline or whatever it was.
Didn't ask any
Something
questions.
Happened and this pipeline broke. And holy fuck! Like I think 60% of Houston's water, they said, was estimated to come from that, and they had to like shut it off. It flooded a bunch of shit. And
yeah, because that's what Houston needs. It's more flooding.
But they were like, it was sunny, which were people like, wait, no, it doesn't do this with the sun out. Like, what are you guys doing? And no, it's gonna fuck with you anyways. And that was crazy. Then they had the whole boil water advisory at work for the whole next day. There were people that like they had taped up like, don't drink this water. I was like, this okay. Like I brushed my teeth the next morning and I was like, oh shit, I probably shouldn't have. Oops. So if it's gonna get me,
so now you definitely have coronavirus.
It's gonna get me. That's how I go. And you know what? If it doesn't, then I just built up immunity to it. So who's the real hero in this one? Maybe that's how I get superpowers. Also, so think about that. That's all. There's always something crazy like that happens in superhero movies that gives you the power. I think remember the Secret Life of Alex Mack when she got like there was the chemical spill and then she could like morph into like liquid and stuff. That was a Nickelodeon show.
Don't remember that at all.
Okay, well, go look it up, guys. If you don't know about it, go look it up. But Boiling Water was a thing. Although we realized, Emma quickly realized that boiling water sucks because then you got to, like, boil it. And you can't just drink it. You got
to,
like,
then
chill
let
it.
Cool it. Back to-
it's like, well, I want water now. What do I do?
Boil a bunch of water.
Like, I'm not a millionaire. I don't just have bottles of water
or
everywhere.
Or just stop drinking water.
Drink no, whiskey. No, thank you. I drink beer. I did drink a lot.
By the way,
beer.
Guys, I appreciate that everyone's been continually sending me the drink water memes. And you know what? I would say like probably 60% of the time when I see the meme, I drink some water.
Well done, Gravy Gang. You can continue that for another week.
Yeah.
So like anytime Pat says anything, anytime you think about the podcast, you're about to like drink some fucking water, asshole. And like some fun way to tell him to drink water. And that was fun to see all week. I didn't get tagged.
Oh, I was having
much,
a great time.
But I figured you were having some fun with that. Another comeback kid this week is using the word super to describe Tuesday. People act like this is a new thing, but I feel like every Tuesday is super when it's Taco Tuesday. Like a Taco Tuesday is always super at my house. Emma always makes tacos, so I'm always it's always like, oh, it's Taco Tuesday.
You doing hard shell or soft shell?
We go soft shell.
There you go.
Which I think is the way to go. I don't have that a problem with hard shell at certain places, but like if I get to choose, I'm gonna go soft shell.
Yeah, I mean hard shell's not like it's not bad, but like the soft tortilla is infinitely superior, it doesn't fall apart while you're eating it.
Yeah, and you can put some spread on under it if you want to put some avocado or whatever on it. So that's some good shit. But M's always does a good job making the tax and
the
tax. That's what we call them. We call them tax. And she's like, no, we don't. We don't call them tax.
You do now.
That's a new thing we're starting. It's a Super Tuesday every single Tuesday for us. But it was Super Tuesday, and people went out and voted, which is why voting is the other comeback kid because it's Super Tuesday. I don't want to talk about like who voted for what. I don't want to talk about if you did you vote. I guess did you vote?
I don't vote primaries.
You don't vote primaries. All right, well, you can't complain then. I like being that guy. I like being that guy. I voted for myself.
Oh, one of the dudes in my group chat is that guy.
I actually voted for Blue Bombshell Blonde is what I voted for. And I think if you don't know...
Oh, I guess I did vote.
If you don't know... No, like, go in the booth. If you don't know who to vote for this election, if you don't feel comfortable with any of the candidates, just vote for Southern Star Brewing Company. There's no wrong way to go there. Really, if you had the red...
Well, you have to do a person.
But if you had the red...
So I would say write in Ben Blair.
Ben Blair is a good one.
Keith
Amador.
I'd like him to be my president.
Keith Amador could be. He was our man of the year. You know, like what better guy than him? He's a great guy. You could go Dave. I mean, he started the whole thing.
I just think it'd be funny to have a president that's drinking beer out of a 40 glass.
That would be. You're right. Ben does like I could see Ben doing like a State of the Union address with the 40 glass 100%. Right there. But we could probably get him to put a PTG sticker on it too, so he'd give us a little subtle advertisement in front of the whole country. So I think Ben, but I think Keith would do the same thing. Keith would do the whole – he'd probably do a State of the Union and a PTG gear.
I don't know if they'd let Keith paint murals on the outside of the White House, though, and I think he'd want
to
do that.
Shout out to Keith. So, by the way, I don't know if I'm supposed to – we may or may not be on a mural somewhere, which I think – I hope I didn't give it away, so I'm not going to say anything. But we may or may not be getting on a mural, so that's cool. But just, you know, I don't want to give away too much. By the way, we're speaking of Bombshell today. Like, I was trying to go because Keith gave us those red cans, and I was like, well, we already have some of the blue cans here. So I was like, I want to go pick up some more red cans. I know that they're out now. And I went to Total Wine and More by my office, and the lady didn't have it. I was like, no, walk me around this. Let's see. You got to have them somewhere, right? Like, I know they're here. They didn't, and I wanted to. I was like, "This, you are meddling with an election right now. You only have the blue cans. Like, this is an election going on. There needs to be fairness in this election. What are you guys doing here?" So, Total Wine and More, are they Russia? Maybe. I'm not saying yes, but maybe. Like, did they seem like they were meddling with the election today when I was out there?
Meddlers.
But I did get some fucking Southern Star Bombie tall boys that I'm going to take to the Rough Next Tailgate. And my God, just a tall boy Bombshell Blonde, like you feel like a fucking pimp. I can do anything. I felt invincible just when I held him. I was like, I could run through a wall right now. I could probably fight a gorilla. Like, I could do anything. I could fight Mike Tyson if I drank enough of those. I would fight him.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't. I'm not saying I would win, but I'd say I could fight him. So, yeah, voting is back, and go vote bombshell2020.com. Then also washing your hands. That's a big one. So I kind of talked about at work, like everybody's like, oh, hey, there's this new thing. If we just try to not let everybody get sick by, you know, being clean and stuff. It's like, that's what do you not do that all the time? So washing your hands, everybody's like, oh, hey, FYI, you should wash your hands. Like, do you guys not usually wash your hands when you piss or shit? Like, why not? What are you guys doing? Like, I wash my hands a lot. You guys don't just wash your hands regularly throughout the day? I mean, I get, like, not for no reason, but, like, anytime you go to the restroom, you should be washing your hands.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be? That's gross. There's people, there are people, I guess you work in a restaurant, so there can't really be people like that. But at my office, there's people that, like,
I'll say coming out
at work, 100% of the time I use the bathroom, I wash my hands.
Well, you're at a fucking like food place.
Yeah.
So like I see people come
or
out
just
of, like,
in public.
Come out of
at
the
at home,
stalls.
I don't always do it. I'll be honest.
Yeah, well, you're at home, but like,
but
at,
in public, at,
yeah,
100%
yeah.
Of the time
if you could be touched, if you could come in touch with anybody else, then yeah, you always do it. But there's a couple of people
animal.
At my office that like I see like, and they'll even come out of like the fucking shitter stall and then just walk on right out the door, and it's and then
you
I see those people
just
shaking
touching
hands.
Your butthole.
I see people shaking hands, and I'm like, you know what you're doing? There's that that picture of the
you got
you're shaking
your
dicks
hand.
With this guy now. But like I don't it's fucking disgusting, and I never fucking want to shake those people's hands again, and I'm not gonna name names. It's just fucking gross, and it's nobody like you guys really know, but like fuck, it's disgusting, and I've always thought less of those people after I see them. Like, you didn't wash your hands, and we all saw it. Especially when there's like four people in the restroom, and you know that they know that you're walking out without that shit. Like, that's fucking gross that you just don't care that your hands are sick and you just shit, and like that, it's nasty. It's nasty. I wash my hands way too long. I feel like Rod's giving me shit for how long I wash my hands. I'm like, I want them to be clean. I don't know. I'm not just going to be like,
you're a surgeon
soap
and you're scrubbing
done.
Up.
Exactly. I want to make sure it's like, there ain't no germs left. Like
washing halfway up your forearm.
I don't do that, but like, you just get the whole hand, make sure it's all off.
You got to
like,
get between the fingers.
Yeah, it's good.
People
and then
between the fingers.
And then today or yesterday, they put that infrared light picture of like what it looks like, however many seconds it takes. It's supposed to be 30 seconds you're washing your hands, and it was like, if you wash it for 5 seconds, this is how much it looks like. And it was like more lit up with like the less you wash your hands. And then it was like, oh, see, now you have clean hands when you had the 30 seconds. It's like, what the fuck is that? Okay, well, good, I'm in that hands group. So wash your fucking hands. Everybody's talking about washing hands, just do that. I love when the news gives you just like simple ways to like fight colds with like, try to avoid infected people. Cover your face when you cough or sneeze. Wash your hands after using the restroom or coming into contact with others. Spray down areas that are shared workplaces or home places. And it's like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Like, also, check your kids' candy for razor blades after Halloween. Like, you might as well just throw that in, too. But that's washing your hands is back. And then Pat has Austin Powers. I know why, but.
Okay, so you did know. I was hoping you know. So Valerie Jarrett was on CBS last night. Covering Super Tuesday, and you know, we don't have a video. So what you guys need to do right now
just
is
find
Google
it and tweet it.
Just
tweet it.
Yeah, I will. Google Super Tuesday Austin Powers right now. That's all you need to do. Just Super Tuesday Austin Powers. Go to Google Images, and bam, it's right there.
My God.
This lady dressed exactly like she's got a purple coat, like a frilly like undershirt, but it's also like a scarf, but like it looks like it's part of the undershirt. So you guys know what I'm talking about, the Austin Powers look. She's got the glasses. It's fucking insane.
Like, it's it was
like, how did they let her on camera?
That's what I was about to say. Like, she had a purple outfit on, as Austin Powers typically has that famous blue one, but like it's
velvety, it's very close.
Whoever was her like wardrobe person or makeup person either fucking hated her and was just like, look at this bitch, dude. Fucking Wanda showed up like Austin goddamn Powers. Yeah, baby. You're shagadelic. I hope that when she was like, how do I look? He was like, shagadelic. But it was just like, what the fuck? Like, how did you not notice that? Like, she was a little older, I guess. But then also, like, how did nobody mention, oh, hey, you look like Austin Powers a little bit. And she had the glasses, everything down to a T pretty much.
Dude, it's dead on.
Like, her hair is the exact same. And, like, nobody mentioned it. And then I was just like, well, like, the only thing is, like, now nobody's going to take anything. Like, you're a Super Tuesday election expert. And nobody's going to take a word you say seriously because you look like fucking Austin Powers. Hey, whoa, shouldn't you be fucking figuring out where Goldmember is right now? Like, oh, shit, Dr. Evil ran off with this. Like, what are you doing, Austin? Chill out. Shouldn't you be going back in time to try and get your mojo back? Like, nobody cares about Austin. Like, Austin Powers wouldn't fuck around with, like, a U.S. elections lady. Like, chill out. Chill out. I bet she came in a Mooney. If she came in a Mini Cooper, oh, my God, that would have been way better.
Man, that would have.
She's like, how was that? Like, it was good, baby.
That would have set the internet on fire.
It was shagadelic. But yeah, Austin Powers is back. Pat's going to tweet that out from her account. And then.
No, I just tweeted it from mine.
Then retweet it from Marsh. But then Texas, you put, is another comeback kid. And Wheezy's a comeback kid because she's trying to say hi to Pat.
In my face.
She's pawing at Pat. She's trying to get kisses from Pat. Wheezy, hey, we have a podcast. What do you have to say? Wheezy's
back.
Wheezy says she's back.
You have a dog literally pawing at you. No, Texas is back, though, because yesterday, not only was it Super Tuesday, it was Texas Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
So we're awesome.
So shout out Texas.
This was the day that we told Mexico and Santa Ana, hey, go fuck yourselves.
Or as
we're doing our own shit.
As Mike Bloomberg would say, Tejas. Did you see that?
I did not.
Where they were like, oh, where were you planning on campaigning? He was like, Tejas. Tejas. Well, I live around a lot of Cubans, and that's what they refer to it. That's what they refer to it as. And people were like,
not a lot of Cubans in Texas.
But people were like, nobody really refers to Texas as Tejas. That's not a regular
thing.
You
know who does? Spanish speakers in Mexico. Like
maybe, yeah.
And they probably still say Texas.
But I think a lot of people
The translation is Tejas. But even people who speak Spanish in Texas, even in the middle of a Spanish sentence, they'll say Texas, not Tejas.
All right. So,
pandering to the nth level, Bloomberg, that's why you're out.
Dumbass. So, yeah, Texas is a comeback kid. Will you hit up Robert and be like, yeah, we're going to call you in like 10 minutes or so? Yeah, that's our comeback kids segment. We're going to do the WWJD segment here in a bit. I'm pretty stoked about Jingle Blake's jingle to play before that. But before I did that, we don't have an ad or anything. I just wanted to give a shout out to our boy and Gravy Gang member, Ryan Gonzalez. He moved to Florida over the last few weeks. He's been a Houstonian his whole life, pretty much uprooted his whole life. He and his wife went to and moved to Florida. I want to say it was Orlando, not 100%, but it was somewhere in Florida. He moved there. I know he got to go to an Astros spring training game, but I know it's a big deal. It's like it's a big step, like moving, like you've been Houston your whole life. You got all your friends, you got your family, you got everybody here, and he's picking up everything and going to Florida, and it's starting a new job and all
congrats,
that. And,
buddy.
Dude, like we're proud of you.
Look out for people on basalts.
Yeah, watch out for that. But then Ryan, he told me he was like, hey man, I just want to let you know I had been behind on the Past the Gay podcast for a couple months, and I'm all caught up now, and I just want to let you guys know that PTG and listening to Dinah's podcast, where that's about everything I listened to that helped me get through the move, and he just was very appreciative of like our podcast and everything, and that means a lot. And like this is a dumb show that we just talk about stupid shit in the XFL and make dick jokes and all of that, but like it means a lot that you guys spend your time and give us hours a week that you listen to us, and I love you, buddy, and I hope that Florida is kick ass for you, man, and you just go kick Florida's ass, you know, keep it Texas. I know he's repping the Astros down there and all that stuff. He's repping the Gravy Gang. Hit me up with your address, slide in my DMs, Ryan, and I'll send you some PTG swag for you, because I want you to be able to rep some PTG stuff in the Sunshine State, as they call it. But we'll send you some gravy gear.
Look out for them
there.
Gators.
But Ryan Gonzalez, shout out to him, and he's getting he got a job back in baseball and everything like that too. So I'm happy for him. I know it's a big step, and I'm proud of you for getting out there. And thank you for continuously listening to the podcast even when you're down there. And I hope that that the move keeps going well for you, man. Let's move to our WWJD segment. It's if you don't know about it, you throw Jesus in a modern situation, like in Jesus just gets dropped into 2020. What would JC do now? Give me the situation, no matter what it is, and we'll throw him out there. You have to use the hashtag PTGWWJD to @PassTheGravyPod. I'm at Alex J. Middleton. Pat's at NotPatDion. Robert is at Robert Barbosa. That's how we search for them. And this week's actually, I believe, came from a DM that I don't typically take, but I thought this was good enough to no, this did come from Twitter. This came from Twitter, so we're good. We're good. But this is before we get to that, we'll play the intro, because the intro is so fucking bomb.
Jesus, Jesus, what would Jesus do? Jesus, Jesus, what would Jesus do? Put him in a situation in a modern time. If you wrote this jingle, do you think he'd make it rhyme? So think about this crazy world in which we live today, and how would Jesus handle it in any given way?
Yeah. All right. This week's WWJD comes from our good friend Manny Garza. Manny is at SuperSoul89 on Twitter. Manny asks us, what would Jesus do if Satan wanted to squash the beef?
I don't think his beef was with Jesus. It was with God.
But
Jesus,
son of God, you know, you messed with the family.
I mean, he'd squash it.
I think he would.
Yeah.
He'd forgive him.
He would. Now, he'd probably be, we still need you to run things down there. But you're welcome to come and visit anytime you want.
Didn't think about that at all.
No, he
which makes sense.
But he wouldn't be banned from heaven anymore. He'd be able to come back to heaven
right.
And hang out, but we still need a manager down there.
Okay.
And nobody knows how to run it better than you. So we need you down there.
You don't think there's like Satan doesn't have, you don't think he has like a second in charge kind of guy?
Ooh, maybe they could make Judas do it now.
Ooh, Judas is definitely. Well, I don't know. Do you think that he Judas got forgiven? I bet Jesus would have forgiven Judas. Jesus was that kind of guy, dude. He knew. He knew he was going to be betrayed, and he still hung out with his disciples that
Who
night.
Could run hell? So
that's Hitler? Like, does he just leave it to Hitler? I don't want Hitler running that shit. Things are going to get out of control of that guy. That guy has some wacky ideas.
Who would have to run hell?
Because I was trying. Like, I mean, and my reason for saying Hitler wasn't like I was like, who's the worst guy ever besides like Satan? Probably Hitler. Like I don't know, Bin Laden. Nancy Grace.
Yep, she's going to run hell. Nancy Grace. So you know what, Satan?
He'd be like, Satan, you got to wait until Nancy dies, and let me talk to the Grim Reaper. We'll figure it out, but Nancy Grace will go down the track. Oh my god! It's so hot down here! Oh my god! This is the worst! You shut up! You're in hell! This is my hell! This is my hell, and we're gonna tell you about what hell is feeling like. And then she could call people rapists all the time. She would fucking love hell.
Let's look at your rape stats.
Rape stats?
That's how many times you raped 14 people. You will be raped 14 times a day.
Nancy Grace.
For eternity.
Would be the perfect, like, who would replace Satan in hell?
Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace would. That's, like... I thought we were gonna go down a rabbit hole, but I think we just figured it out right there.
So yeah, he'd squash it. Satan would get to go back to heaven. Maybe help Nancy with the transition once she dies. But Nancy Grace is 100% gonna run hell for Satan. Damn, I like that one.
Yeah, that was good.
That was real good. You know what I liked about that one too? That was the first one in a long time that I hadn't seen on Twitter before we posted it,
really?
So I got to have a fresh reaction to it.
Yeah, no, that was good. And at SuperSoul89, shout out Manny Garza. Manny Garza. I hope I didn't say Mario Garza. It was Manny Garza.
I don't
Garza.
Think so. You said Manny.
But Manny, appreciate you. I believe this is the first time he's contributed to the podcast. I hope I don't forget if you have before. But Manny, I appreciate you. I love you, buddy. And if you got any What Would Jesus Do situations that you'd like to throw to us, hashtag PTGWWJD to at Pass the Great Pod. I'm at Alex J. Middleton. Pat's at Not Pat D. And Robert is at Robert Barbosa 03. Speaking of Robert Barbosa 03, we're about to call him in a second. Did he get back to you? Did he say that was cool? Did he say
anything?
He
responded to the first one, not to the second, but okay. He knows it's coming.
Well, before we get to that, this mock draft this week is brought to you by our good friends at Bee's Knees Honey Company. It's our go-to place for honey, lip balm, beard care, cologne, and more. All their products are natural and straight from their own bees. Anything that they add to it is 100% organic. They have all kinds of awesome different flavored honeys that they get straight from their own hive. And their creamed honey is delicious, perfect for toast and bagels, even in your coffee. Their lip balm is made using just 3 ingredients. Beeswax, 100% pure organic hemp balm, and organic peppermint oil extract. And
their
Yeah, that's the case. That's one of the things I always keep in my pocket. I got my headphones, keys, wallet, phone, chapstick. Always. Their beard butter has hemp oil in it. It's high in vitamin E. It works as an excellent conditioner. It's going to make your beard feel smooth like butter. Pat was just telling me before that, and we weren't like this isn't thrown in organically, or this was actually thrown in organically. I mean, it just came up.
It came up, yeah.
I've been using that beard butter on it, and it's feeling like it's
I've been
really
making
working.
A concerted effort to make sure I'm doing it, and you know, keep combing.
Just a little dab of it every day. Yeah. It just kind of keeps it going, and it works wonders. It works wonders.
I feel like
you
I'm
got
looking
one of those
fuller.
Like
looking better.
I was one of those. I always had the shaggy beard. I looked homeless all the time. Like when, because I'm not like a traditional beard guy. My beard doesn't just grow out perfectly like a lot of people's. So like I got to kind of take
mine.
I got to kind of take care of it though. And using the beard butter, it makes it a lot easier to kind of like when you're combing it and shit like that. Like
that's
it looks,
what's been huge for me
because nice.
I have the curly
and more presentable.
Naturally curly facial hair. So it's been a big help for me.
Like, you think I'm going to go to rodeo cook-off? And, like, with all those – I wore a bolo tie and shit. I tried to look cowboy. I didn't have a cowboy hat or cowboy boots.
Tie.
But it's very cheap. They're very cheap to get. But I wore a bolo tie. I was trying to look all rodeoed out. And you think I'm going to go out there and embarrass myself by not putting some beard butter on it? No. And I used my beard.
Oh, you'll just embarrass yourself.
Well, I already did that anyways. But, yeah, I mean, so because of that, I'm not going to add additional embarrassment to, you know, like, myself for having a bad-looking beard. So I put the bees –
Knees Beard Butter in it, and it's the best. I would recommend the Cedar Scent. That's my favorite personal one. They also sell Bee Pollen, which is fantastic. It contains almost all the nutrients that the human body needs to thrive. It's cold, flu, and allergy season right now. Get you some of these. Put them in the refrigerator. Our girl Madison from Bee's Knees hit me up with this, and she was like, hey, it keeps them up. It makes them stay more potent when you keep them in the fridge. So keep them in the fridge. Take one of those bad boys every single morning. Awesome. It helps with all this kind of stuff. It'll help fight all those colds, flus, and everything you got going around the offices so you can stay healthy. It's a great allergy relief, rich in vitamins, minerals, proteins, more. They collect the pollen from their bees, put it in capsules. You can also buy the pollen by the bottle. It's great for sprinkling on toast, yogurt, and in smoothie bowls. If it comes from a bee, the gang at Bee's Knees Honey Company has it. Check them out at beesneeshoneycompany.com. That's beesneeshoneycompany.com, and use our promo code PTGPOD for 10% off of your order. BeesKneesHoneyCompany.com, 10% off of your order if you use promo code PTGPOD, all one word. That's BeesKneesHoneyCompany.com, BeesKneesHoneyCompany.com. If you get anything from Bee's Knees, hit them up on the Twitter at BeesKneesHoney1 and at BeesKneesHoneyCo on Instagram. Let them know you're supporting the people that support us. We'll retweet you. We'll give you a shout out. We'll give you a follow. Support them at BeesKneesHoneyCo. All right.
I was actually thinking the other day, too, because my it's my brother's birthday next month.
Oh, you're going to get him some?
So I think I'm going to need to get him some beer bomb. Ish.
All right, let's
He's a big beard guy himself.
Let's call our buddy Robert, who I
am. Bobbert.
Bobbert.
Bobbert Barbosa.
Bobbert Barbosa.
Rarbosa.
Robert Barblosa.
Barbert.
We're going to call him.
Rarbosa. Right
now. I'm just going to put him on speakerphone. I'm just going to put him on speakerphone just because. Can you hear it all right?
Yeah. There he is.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Are you ready to do a mock draft?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm contesting the results of the previous draft, but...
You can't.
All right. So let's talk about the previous draft. We had, last week's mock draft, and we haven't even really discussed all of the gory details about this on the podcast yet. We wanted you to be in the room or on the phone with us when we did. And let's talk about it. So we tied 45% to 45% to whatever else was left for Pat. You had nothing.
I had 12%. I think you guys were 44.
Okay. So Pat was fucked. Pat was blown out.
You uncivilized swan.
I think you guys made a good decision on that one. I thought Pat had a pretty weak list.
It was like a bunch of 6-year-olds.
So we were tied, and I was like, oh shit, what do we do? Usually on Monday, the thing is over, so then we can kind of generate, okay, this is the draft order for this week. So I was like, all right, well, we're tied. What do? I texted our group chat and was like, hey, what's up? Do we have a runoff? And Pat was like, coin flip. I was like, we're not going to do it via coin flip. That's a terrible idea. It has to be
coin flip, bad idea.
It's just it's not going to go to chance at that point. We're going to have to go back to a revote. And I was like, it's Survivor season right now. I'm a Survivor kind of guy. I watch Survivor. And typically, if there's two people that receive the votes and no one else does, they have to revote, and only those two people can receive votes. So I was like, we'll kick Pat's picks out so you can only pick Robert or Alex. So we had a runoff. It was perfect. It was on Super Tuesday. We had a Super Tuesday runoff. How about that? We had our own election. And I was a dumbass and put polls on both Facebook and Twitter, not thinking they could both go separate ways. So the Facebook poll, Robert won. I believe you had 52% of the vote. And then the Twitter poll, I won, and I had 55% of the vote. So I was like, I don't know how we're going to go about this, because that's technically a tie. If Robert had won the Twitter poll and I had won the Facebook poll, I was like, I probably would have had to cede to Robert just on the Twitter thing, because we always go off of Twitter usually. But because I did the Facebook poll, I was like, I'm going to do some math, and you guys know I hate math. So I did math, and 55% of 53 votes, which we got on the Twitter poll, was that adds up to 29. Robert's added up to 23.85 or whatever it was, so I rounded that up to 24, gave Robert the 24, and then mine was 29.1, so I rounded down. Because unless it's we round up or whatever. But so I had 29 votes on Twitter compared to Robert's 24. And then in Facebook, Facebook breaks it down much easier for you. And Robert, like, I don't want to sound racist, but you got the Hispanic vote 100%. Just go look at some of the last names on who voted on that Facebook poll, and there were a lot of Ramirez's. And
there wasn't one on your side.
Lopez. I think there was a Ramirez. Daniel Ramirez voted for me. Yeah. So shout out to him. But Robert definitely crushed it, and I guarantee
Robert played the identity politics.
I guarantee it was the Menudo that got a lot of people.
I told you guys last week when I was picking that I had it played in my base.
And you were right. You could not have been more right. And you crushed it on that. So you beat me on the Facebook poll 24 votes to 22 votes, which brings our grand total of votes after a lot of math on my part, which I hated, and I double-checked and triple-checked to make sure that it's not erroneous. I had 51 total votes. Robert had 48, which has to give me the win in the runoff. So
Alex said, how do we handle this? And I go, well, you win on aggregate. That's what it is.
And Pat didn't even do math. And then I did the math. And I was like, well, I have facts to back it up now.
I did quick math in my head. Not like I didn't have to break out a calculator like you did, but.
Right. Well, I was just trying to, like, I was trying to make sure that it didn't seem like I was trying to fix it. So now that's over. Okay. So last week's.
Alex is on a 2-week streak.
I've won that one, and we did it where it's soccer points. So 3 points if you win, 1 if you get second, and then 0 if you get third. That puts me at 6. Robert is at 1, and Pat is at 1, I believe. Correct? Mm-hmm. And then we go in reverse order of how everybody finishes. It's a mock draft, not a Mount Rushmore. And so that means that Pat's going to go first. Robert's going to go second. I am going to go third. I need you to hold Robert's phone up there because I'm going to have to write down what everybody's picking.
Yeah, of course.
And just make sure you hold it right up to the speaker. But this week's mock draft we're going to do we were really tossing around some ideas. If you have mock draft ideas, hit us up at Passergrade Pod. Be like, what about a mock draft of? I just search mock draft and at Passergrade Pod, and that's how I kind of pick up some suggestions. We couldn't figure out anything good, and when I tweeted out, not enough of you guys got back to me in time. And so we decided, since the rodeo's in town and people ride animals at the rodeo, what about a mock draft? And it's got to be something that's kind of out there, but like mock draft of animals to ride. Now, do these have to be 100% realistic animals that you can ride, or just like...
Yes. Okay. There's no mythological creatures.
No mythological. So unicorns are out.
Unicorns are out. Bigfoot is out.
Fuck. All right, let me cross off unicorns from my list. Okay.
Otherwise, Bigfoot would have been my number one.
Right, right. Okay, so without further ado, let's get right to our mock draft of animals you can ride. All right, Pat, what do you got with the first pick in the draft?
Number one overall pick, I am taking a gorilla.
Ooh, a gorilla. Shout out Harambe. Yeah. That's a good pick. I can't hate on that.
It would
because
be
of that.
So much fun to ride on the back of a gorilla.
A gorilla would be tight. Now, I don't know if this – these type of mock drafts lead you up to the possibility of, like, this could be silly or it could be still very realistic. So, Robert, you got the second overall pick. What you got, buddy?
Okay, I think I'm going to go with – ostrich.
An ostrich.
Ooh, an ostrich. That's a great pick.
An ostrich.
How
is
did I not
a really
that?
Good one. I had that on my list, so I'm gonna get rid of that bad boy. Then let me go with a bull. A bull is like the most like alpha type thing that you can, like, you riding a fucking bull at the rodeo, chicks love that. You look like a badass unless you get gored. But like a bull is fucking sick to ride, right?
A bull is a good one.
So I'm gonna go bull. Pat, back to you for the fourth overall.
Number two, I'm taking a bear.
A bear.
I want to ride a furry tractor like Brick Tamlin.
You're going to ride a bear. Okay. Riding a bear.
Guys, I can't hear anymore.
Can you hear me now?
Yo.
Bobbert?
Yo. Did you hit mute?
No.
No.
Yeah. We're here. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I took a bear with my number two pick.
No. Okay.
Bear is off the board.
Let's see. For my pick, I'm gonna go camel.
God damn it, Robert. Fun fact.
Alex has some experience with that.
Fun fact, I am the defending Sam Houston Race Park camel racing champion. I will be riding a camel at Sam Houston Race Park this Friday night. If you want to go out to the racetrack, it's going to be a lot of fun. You should go see your boy Alex riding on a camel. So camels are off the board. That was a good pick. I'm going to go elephants. Elephants always look cool riding on those. You feel like, again,
PETA
you feel
will get
majestic,
mad at you, but whatever.
But like, also, we want PETA to get mad at us. So I'm going to go elephants on that bad boy.
I got a session. You know where I'm going to go number three? I'm going to take a dolphin.
God.
Oh, I want to be jumping through the water on the back of my buddy Flipper.
Yeah, Adolf.
I was going to take that one next too.
Yep, yeah. I figured I could get that in the third round.
I'm surprised that that fell that far, honestly. So, Dolphin is a really good one. Robert, back to you. Your third pick.
All right. I'm going to go with a donkey.
Ooh, a donkey. Like you're riding up donkey. The top of the Grand Canyon. Okay.
Robert wants to ride an ass.
Yeah, who doesn't like riding some ass, right, fellas? You guys know what I'm talking about. You guys get it. All right, I'm going to go. Like, this is, I thought, the most obvious answer that I expected to be number one. So the fact that it's around at three, it's like, I got to keep my horses in the back. I want to take my horse to that Old Town Road. You can't take the horse to the Old Town Road unless you're riding it. I'm going horse.
That's a good one.
All right. Pat, your final pick of this draft.
This is hard because I still have eight on
There's
my
so,
list.
I have so many.
You know what? This could be the one. I don't care. Oh, I'm going with a giraffe.
Giraffe. That's a good one. I had that also.
It would be so much. Think about it. If you were stuck in traffic with a giraffe, you could see what was causing the traffic up there.
Yeah. No, that's good. That is true. You did that climb up the giraffe.
Also, it would just be super fun to ride on the giraffe. Yeah.
Who's this guy? What's this guy's deal with the giraffe? All right, Robert, your final pick of the draft.
All right. I'm surprised this one is still up, and I don't know if you guys will allow it. What about humans?
A
piggyback ride.
Yeah, you can do piggyback ride. That's fat. That counts.
Yeah, you can.
That counts. Humans.
I mean, there's another way you can ride a human. But.
Yeah. No. But hey, that plays.
Humans
that plays.
Plays. Yeah.
Well played. B jokes. Well played. B jokes. Does a T-Rex count?
No, because it's not. It's not around anymore.
Okay.
Because
there's
that
that Jesus picture where he's riding on a T-Rex that I was like, that would be sick. Okay, what about a dog, but you're a monkey? Because that's like
no,
my favorite halftime thing.
You can't change what you are.
Okay, okay. I'm a bald eagle. A bald eagle would be sick to ride.
But you can't. You weigh way more.
Like it's a big bald eagle.
This isn't Lord of the Rings.
Fuck, all right. Then I am going to go with a lion.
I had that on my list too. Lion. I almost went lion. Lion would be a dope. He's already got the mane there that you can hang on to.
Yeah, and just like you feel like everybody, like you. Like, you fucking captured, you conquered the king of the jungle, you know?
You are now the king
of
the
jungle. So, yeah. So, like, I am the alpha in this situation. So, let's recap what everybody got on our mock draft of animals you can ride. Pat has gorilla, bear, dolphin, and giraffe, strong list. Robert has an ostrich, camel, donkey, and a human. I have bull, elephant, horse, and lion. All three are very strong options.
This is going to be a tough one
this week. This will really be – I don't think we're going to have to go to a runoff on this one. I feel like the votes will be spread out enough to where somebody takes it, but it could be very close. So that was our mock draft of animals you can ride. What do we have for some honorable mentions, guys?
Robert, you got any honorable mentions?
I had a crocodile.
I had alligator,
oh, that's
so close.
Scary.
Yeah.
Anything else?
A yak,
I had that one too.
Mm-hmm. Yak or a llama?
Llama was good. I was going to say llama if I didn't go with lion for my last pick.
I had Komodo dragon.
Ooh,
that'd
dangerous.
Be badass.
Dangerous.
Very
though.
Dangerous. Of course, zebras.
Zebra.
Just like an exotic horse. Rhinos, hippos.
Hippos. I had water buffalo, reindeer, sheep, like mutton busting.
I had buffalo just because that old YouTube clip. It's a guy on a buffalo.
I put like Great Dane, just if you had to pick a dog. Like,
Great White, I put.
Great
That'd
White.
Be scary,
Ooh, that would be terrifying.
And then kangaroo.
Ooh, a kangaroo would
kangaroo,
be fun.
Kangaroo, I think, would be
kangaroo
fun.
Kangaroo would be a lot of fun. So
whether you're in the pouch or on his back, either way.
What about Animal from the Muppets?
I don't see he's small, though.
But you could ride a tortoise.
You could ride a tortoise. Some of those things are pretty big.
So
I probably could,
you can
but
go
you
on tortoise rides. But so that's our honorable mentions. That's our mock draft of animals that you could ride.
That was a fun one.
That was a fun one. That was a quick one, I feel like, too. But Bobby Jokes, we miss you. Are you having fun? Are you having fun right now? Do you miss us?
Yeah, I miss you guys a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, I wish I could be your brother's Uber today, but you got to have all the fun.
All right. Well, be safe out there, bud. We love you. We love you.
Love you.
Yep.
Love you.
Love you.
Yep.
Love you.
Breaking up here.
Love you.
Later, buddy.
Bye.
Look under a tunnel.
Bye.
One of these days, we're going to get him to say it.
We're going to get it. We always try it. I'm always like, love you. And he's like, well, shut up. I'm not talking to you. I don't,
yep.
Okay. I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Yep.
And there's nothing worse than the third time he says what, and you're like, I know you heard that one. I know you heard it, you asshole. But that was our mock draft of animals that you can
ride. By the way, I just want to point out, you're a douchebag.
I'm a douchebag?
Yeah, at the bottom of the list here, he goes, we'll call Robert for this segment since he won't be here with us on this sode. Apostrophe S-O-D. Just write episode.
No, but I thought it would be funny. I thought you would think it was funny that I wrote sode.
You fucking,
it is funny, isn't it?
It is funny, but you're
a
douche.
It is funny. Okay, Pat, you know what isn't cool, though? That's not douchey, I wouldn't say. Like that was cool, but what's not cool is car trouble.
And car troubles are the worst.
What is cool, though, is when you have good friends like ours at Napa Auto Parts and Machine Shop.
Yep, our friends at Napa Auto Parts and Machine Shop in Conroe and Montgomery have been helping customers with their automotive needs for over 37 years. They're a locally owned and family-operated company. If it has a motor, the gang at Napa can get you the parts you need and get it fixed for you. They even sell Little M air fresheners. So for all your automotive needs, go and see them at 201 South Fraser Street in Conroe or 22150 Eva Street in Montgomery. That's 201 South Fraser Street in Conroe or 22150 Eva Street in Montgomery. They'll also give you a free battery or alternator test and $5 off any purchase of $25 or more when you mention Pass the Gravy. So go and see our friends at Napa Auto Parts at 201 South Fraser Street in Conroe or 22150 Eva Street in Montgomery and get your Napa know-how. Napa know-how! Napa know-how. There you go. I did both for you guys. Make sure you go like them at Napa Auto Parts and Machine Shop on Facebook. Give them a 5-star review on Facebook and mention you heard them here from your good friends over at Pass the Gravy. Their phone numbers, Conroe is 936-756-5551 and Montgomery is 936-597-5355.
Yeah, Napa, baby. Napa. All right.
You know Napa. Did you watch Dragon Ball Z?
I did not watch Dragon Ball Z.
Never mind that.
There was a guy named
Napa on there.
That's cool. Did he know how to do things?
He did, but he eventually got defeated.
Poor guy.
He didn't know how to do that.
No, not that good. all right, let's get to our not cool segment. If you happen to have a not cool and a not cool, what constitutes is that? Excuse me for burping as I'm talking. But not cool can be anything. It's like, I got stabbed. That's really not cool. Blake Wonder had kidney stones. Like, that's really not cool. Also, you know, like, oh, I got a paper cut. That's less not cool, but it is a not cool nonetheless. If you have something that makes you say, that's not cool, man, hit us up at PassGravePod. Use the hashtag PTG not cool. That's how we sort for them, and that's how we'll find them. We only have one listener submitted not cool right now for this week, and or at least last time I checked. I may not have checked again if anybody sent one recently. But this is our not cool segment.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
All right. Our listener submitted not cool comes from our girl Ashley Wilkins at Buster Healer Mix on Twitter. She says, when a car backs up in a parking lot and I have to bang on the trunk to prevent them from hitting us, everyone look.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not cool. Like, I've been behind. Have you ever been behind a car like in a parking lot where they're backing up or whatever? And or like I've had the issue before where they were trying to go to a spot, so they started backing up, and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm right behind. Like, whoa! You're about to back into me. You're about to back into me. And it was my car, and not this like obviously getting hit as a person would be worse, but like I was like whoa! And I had to honk, and then they were like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like, they acted like it's my fault.
Like no, dude, you can't reverse.
No, I'm allowed to go forward
you.
In this spot. You're not allowed to back up when there's people behind you. So yes. That is not cool. And
pay attention in parking lots.
As I told you, I think it was a not cool before on here. I got hit at a grocery store. Like not hard, but the lady was backing out and backed into me, and I just smacked the fuck out of her car. I was like, what the fuck? And she got out and was all freaked out, thinking she hurt me. And I was like, no, I'm fine, but just fucking look where you're going. What do you think? I was right behind you. You had to have been able to see me. It wasn't like I snuck up and was ducked down and on my knees or whatever the fuck. Like, figure it out, lady. And that was the end of that conversation. But still, yeah, that is not cool. So everybody, look where you're going when you're fucking back in your car.
Please.
What do you got as yours?
You go first, because yours is going to lead into mine.
Okay. Mine, and we've talked about the coronavirus a couple times already, just making light of it. But it's like, I think it's something that's like, it's a serious thing that is happening. But like,
we are getting it blown out of proportion.
Because people don't know what it is.
It's just like people are trying. Like, I think the way that news is reporting it, the way that a lot of people are talking about it, it is causing a panic in a lot of people.
It's making people think it's going to like break down society.
They're like it's going to be the downfall of humanity.
Most people, when they get it, they won't know they have it.
And it's like everybody's like, oh, hey,
you'll have a cold.
Like Dwight Schrute's like, hey, we need a new plague. If this is it, then like we just got to embrace that, man.
Like even people that get it around our age and it's bad, it's going to be like a bad version of the flu.
Right, but the flu kills way more people every year than the coronavirus has this year.
It's going to be very deadly for older people, but for most people, it's not really going to affect you.
Like obviously, it's
not good. You'll have a runny nose for a couple days and you won't realize that you have coronavirus. You'll just be like, oh, I've got the sniffles.
And look in China, like in China, yes, a lot of like there have been thousands of people that have contracted it, but like
last I saw was like 70,000-80,000.
Like okay, so like the deaths though on it, like compared to the amount of people in China, the amount of people that have it is so small compared to the overall population.
That's like 2%.
It's not just an attack on every single person. Look at and I get you trying to be cautious.
Italy is good. Italy has a massive outbreak right now with barely any deaths because.
And there have been deaths, and I understand that. It's something to look at, but like we shouldn't all be freaking out. Like just fucking,
it's way overhyped.
Like we told you earlier, wash your fucking hands. You know, use a little Lysol or whatever. But just fucking.
You guys remember swine flu?
Cautious. Yeah.
You guys remember SARS?
SARS.
All this shit.
Remember that shit? It comes and it goes. And we all thought it was the worst thing ever. And people were wearing fucking masks around.
This one's spreading way faster than those. But also, you know. Quit freaking out.
Yeah, yeah. And there's people tell, like I don't know. And then also, like, if you're fucking quarantined or whatever and they let you out, don't go to a mall like the fucking lady in San Antonio did. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
But, well, like, she had a not negative but inconclusive test and they let her go. That's on the doctors.
I mean,
you can't let her
out. Yeah, but still, fuck like, you should San probably Antonio. Not go hang around everybody at that point. But just, like, overhyping of the coronavirus, like, I'm not saying we shouldn't be, like, a little bit cautious, but, like, we're more likely to get struck by lightning, I feel like, than to get the coronavirus at this point in time. So just, like, let's all chill. Let's not freak out.
Correct,
I know
that's
correct.
That's definitely.
Just, like, we're just going with that. But, like, I don't know. Everybody's freaking out. The Gravy Gang, I know you guys are level-headed. You're cool like us. But, like, let's not let everybody's panic get to you, you know? Just chill out and, like, don't go to Wuhan, China. All right?
Yeah.
Like, just let's not go to China for a little while, guys. Like, not a big deal, okay? Pat, what's your not cool?
So that leads right into mine is the coronavirus fucking with restaurants. Monday night when I was working, had the worst night the restaurant's ever had. Just ever.
Nobody showed
like,
up?
Not like it was bad. We had one table the whole night.
That sucks.
And I think it was it's not just that. I firmly believe it was a little combination of people freaking out over Corona, not wanting to go out. People prepping up for rodeo month because that was the last night before rodeo started.
And then also a lot of people
still freaking out about water quality after the water main break.
Fair.
So I think it was a combination, but I think it's mostly Corona. Because then last night sucked too. It wasn't, you know, it was just a slow night. It wasn't a monumentally, like, record-breaking slow like that was. But, like, calm the fuck down, people. You're going to be okay.
You're going to be okay.
The funny thing is, the one table that showed up, one of them was a doctor. And I overheard him talking. And he said he wouldn't be surprised if 10,000 people in Washington State have coronavirus right now. But you're just never going to know. Because for most people, like I was saying a minute ago, it's going to be the sniffles.
Pat would be the worst person to have coronavirus.
Yeah,
Pat would just keep going to work. He'd spread it to everybody unknowingly.
I'd be sitting on the couch drinking whiskey.
Yeah, because Pat was like...
And masturbating because Emma, it raises your white blood cell count.
Emma had some sniffles today, but she's not like... Obviously, Corona. It's not coronavirus, but like she...
You don't know that. She has a
sinus infection she has. And she was like not feeling great, so I was like, hey, I got some whiskey. Poured her a little whiskey. She's like, hey, remember, alcohol kills germs. And she was like, okay, and she had it. And
so I've got two more, and I put these in level of progressively pissed me off even more.
Let's hear that.
Was number one.
Number two was
my sunglasses. She
brought her llama.
On the back of them where, you know, the parts that go behind your ears is these little rubber tip things that can come off.
Mm-hmm.
I lost one.
This is great because we have no video version.
But, like, you guys know what I'm talking about. You have that thing that slides over the end of your sunglasses. It's just a little thing. On the left side, it fell off, and I don't know where it went. I lost it. So now one of my ears has no protection.
It does suck.
So that was annoying. My number one for the week, though, that pissed me off more than anything else. Last night, this lady walks in, and one of the servers says it, and I recognize her. This lady's a fucking bitch and a half. Every time she comes in, she orders the same thing, and she sends it back. Literally every time I've ever seen her, all the servers know her. She orders a filet with the Santa Cruz sauce, which is a creamy cilantro jalapeno sauce underneath it. But every time she sends it back. And I'm talking about literally, dude, every single time I've ever been there, this lady sends back her meal.
Have you ever I don't play
with shit like people that do that. If I ever saw anyone do that, they're immediately fired.
You punch them right in the face.
I don't fuck with shit like that. But I've been there where she sent it back twice. So, and by the way,
because like what the did last she send time it back she was for?
In, it's not the right temperature. This is a little under medium rare. This is a little over medium rare. Like Jesus.
Did she bring like a thermometer?
But by the way, the last time she was in, she said she was never coming back.
So she came right back.
So sure enough, I mean, that was, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. But
wow, really showed you guys.
But so I text, and she comes in with her husband and their two kids. So go, oh, surprise lady. Sure enough, she gets the same fucking thing. How about if every time you get something from a restaurant, you don't like it,
yeah,
try something else.
Try what I would do.
Try something else. But she comes back in. So I text the other two managers, and I go, hey, you guys remember the lady that said she's never coming back? And then I go into the gift bar, and I type in, guess who's back?
Back again.
Guess what gift they don't fucking have?
They don't have M&M with the Robin outfit?
You type in, guess who's back, in the gift bar on the iPhone, and it doesn't pop up. So I typed in, at all. So I typed in, guess who's back again. Still not there. What the fuck?
Guess who's back, M&M? Did you try that?
Not the lady coming in pissing me off. The fact that the gift bar does not have M&M under guess who's back again.
No,
I lost my shit in the back of the fucking restaurant.
There, like for
I had to search M&M and scroll forever to find it.
But I feel that with you, bro, because I like there's nothing worse.
Why would there be anything else under guess who's back?
But there's nothing worse than when like you're like, okay, somebody says something to you, your boy's talking to you, or whatever. Somebody chirps at you on Twitter. You're trying to respond to somebody on Twitter.
You gotta do it quick.
You know exactly what it is, but it's like I only have this much time. God damn it, where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it? Fucking come on, GIF. I know you're out there somewhere. And it's like, who titled you? What are you titled under? I can't find this. And like that's the worst. And then it's like, oh, it's been 10 minutes now. It's like my response doesn't even make sense. To send the shit. I'm sorry. My bad. My phone.
But I just, like, I remember that was the angriest I've gotten in a long time.
No, that's understandable. Why? I feel that way. I've been that way before, and I get you on that. And the worst is also when you're trying to find a GIF, and you're like, I don't know exactly what GIF I'm looking for either. That's frustrating, too. But
here's the most fucked up thing, too, is when you type in even more specific, guess who's back again. There's 9 that come up. 6 of them.
Have nothing.
Sorry. 7 of them are from that show Top Gear.
Which I never watched.
Where the British guys that do cars. 2 of them are from Arrow. None of them say guess who's back again in the GIF.
Well, that's dumb. That's dumb. That's just dumb right there.
And also update. Apparently the meal is perfect because the lady didn't send anything back that time. It was the first time ever that she's been in there. That she
probably
because
y'all, like she was. She
but
probably
I,
got
I
some
told
eyeballs.
The kitchen like 5 times. I was like, guys. This steak has to be fucking perfect, or else it's gonna be a bitch.
But
and
like,
a half.
Like, I don't like. Do you ever send anything back? Like, I've never really, unless I got like the wrong order. And I was like, I ordered this instead, or like, unless it was like you bite into something and it's raw.
Oh yeah, no.
Which,
if they give me the wrong, see, I've never been out somewhere where they like it's something severely undercooked.
Right.
But if it's the wrong thing, I'll just be like, I didn't get this.
Like, I can't remember a time I sent anything back unless it was like, oh, yeah, I don't think this was my order.
That's why
like,
I order medium rare on meat, because if it comes out rare. Good. I'm cool with that. If it comes out medium, I'll still eat that.
Medium rare plus
is the biggest asshole.
Okay. Okay. So explain to people that may not know what medium rare plus is.
That's when you're saying I don't want my steak medium rare and I don't want it medium. I want it between that. Which, by the way, guys, if you don't know, there's like a 3-degree difference of the internal cook temperature.
But like, who bites into a thing and no, like if I bit into something, like I could tell you if it was medium rare or like if it was well done or if it was like just like way undercooked or whatever. I could tell you that. I couldn't be like, oh, this is this is a medium rare.
Actually,
plus.
I wanted this 138 cooked. Degrees.
I couldn't tell you what degrees it was, and I think that's cunty. And also,
like if you're in an elite, like each steak you're ordering is $60-$70 in a place like that. Yeah, they'll be able to do that and nail that shit down because that's like crazy, like super steak place. Like, but even I would say even if you go to like Perry's and do that, dude, go fuck yourself. Order fucking medium rare,
or just cook your own goddamn steak at your house,
right? Well, I can't do it. Well, then don't like go fuck yourself. Stop it. If you like,
yeah, it's,
and then
it's
we
dumb.
And we are in a, like all of our steaks are like $48 to $50 Like it's you know, it's good meat. It's expensive meat.
So what do you do with those when they send them back? Do you like, because if it's
most of the time,
if it's undercooked,
most restaurants you'll err on the low side.
Okay.
So, like,
so you just put it on for a little bit longer?
Or you just hope they don't send it back if you fucked up and overcooked it a little bit.
Well,
and
so then, when you do, but she does send it back, though, huh?
If it's overcooked, you got to start over and cook that thing again. If it's undercooked, bam, you can just pop that
bitch
back.
But you saying she sent it back twice makes it seem like she sent it back once and then was like, oh, this is undercooked. So then she sent it back again and said it was overcooked?
Yep.
And you're just like,
I was there that night, and I was like, geez.
But then
like,
at least somebody gets
to
start
steak, another
right?
one, guys. Like, Jesus Christ, lady.
I just can't imagine being like that picky about
it. Because it wasn't on long.
And I understand if it's a nice steak. I understand you want to enjoy it, and you're paying for it and everything. But it's like, I couldn't fucking tell you the difference between 3 degrees of a fucking steak. Like, chill the fuck out, lady. Chill the fuck out. You got like you obviously have nothing else going on in your world to be worried about. Like, oh, this is 2 degrees off. Like, that's
kind of
an
asshole
move.
We only have one customer who does that, and. But this family, they're super cool. She just wants hers, like, it's, like, I think to 115 degrees.
Okay.
That's what she said. That's how she orders it, because she wants it rare.
I like it that way.
But also, if it wasn't exact on, I mean, and these people have been coming in for years and years and years. They're fucking awesome. She wouldn't send it back.
Right,
she would just be like, eh, it's a little over what I wanted. But people that are that picky about it, like, fuck yourself.
Yeah, don't be that guy or gal.
Don't.
Or Zy or Z or whatever.
But yeah, my ultimate not cool was the gift bar not having the obvious setup that I'm trying to give them.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a real good one, man. So that's not cool, guys. If you got any not cools, hashtag PTG not cool at Pass the Gravy Pod on the Twitter. Also, if you're if you're feeling generous, it'd be really cool if you guys went and gave us a 5-star review on iTunes and any other podcast platform that you're listening to us on. If you can give us a 5-star review, if you can rank
do
us,
it on Spotify.
Or give us a review,
can
give
you
us.
Do it on Spotify?
I don't know. I'm an iTunes guy myself, so I think you can do it on Spotify. I don't know about some of the other stuff. But if
I don't know
about
ranking.
If you're on iTunes, please just give us a 5-star review. Roast us in the fucking comments on it. Just as long as you give us those 5 stars, to make fun of us. Call me stupid. Call Robert like he doesn't show up sometimes. Tell Pat he's fat or whatever. Yeah. Like roast
us.
Oh,
you've been doing keto for 6 months? Really shows,
like,
Pat.
Try to think of something. Like, roast us, because we pick the best person.
I
that roasts
dare you
us
to
the
try
best.
And hurt my feelings.
Yeah, we pick.
I dare you.
You're not gonna. And even if you do, it'll be funny to us, to people that aren't Pat. But like, check it out, and please just give us the 5-star review, and just like roast us in the comments. If you gotta give us a 5-word actual comment, or else it won't show up on the iTunes thing and make it seem like it was another one. That helps us show up a little bit higher if you leave at least 5 words. I found out a little bit about their algorithm between us guys.
You can't say these guys suck dick. That's only 4 words. You
right,
gotta say
right. Suck a lot
suck
of,
lots
dick.
Of dick.
Yeah. But if, like, we at the end of the year on our Christmas spooktacular, we go through it, and whoever has the best roast of the year from us, it's got to be within 2020. Whoever has the best roast of us wins the Pass the Gravy Best Review of the Year, the Gravy's Award for that. And Blake Wonder won that last year, I believe, right? I don't know. No, Skylar Lester won it. Lester won it. Blake Wonder could be winning it.
Preferably original reviews this year, guys.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, if you got to find, like, who knows? As long as we laugh at it, it's fine. And,
sorry,
yeah.
Son.
Hey, don't talk bad about our son. But, yeah. Please go give us the 5-star review anywhere you listen to us. Send us a screenshot of it if it's not on iTunes, just so we can know it. We'll give you a shout-out, but I appreciate it if you guys would do that. And just share us with a friend. That's the best way to grow the podcast. And if you're enjoying us, just be like, hey, you should check out this podcast that I listen to every week. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Maybe you'll like it too. And that's the best way to spread the podcast. Put a little wind in the sails of your favorite pirate ship by telling your friends about Pass the Gravy. Get them to join the Gravy Gang. Should we put out a Gravy Gang shirt? Like, I think I've been
Yeah,
been
how
toying.
Have we not done that yet?
I've been toying with some ideas. Like, hats is an option that Robert and I behind the scenes have been working on putting out some hats. We got the awesome fucking PTG dad hat. I just noticed I was pointing to my hat that I'm not wearing the PTG dad hat. But you can go get the PTG hats right now.
Ooh, prisoner orange, like they're in a chain gang.
Should we go prisoner orange? I don't know if that's an option, but I think
we'll find something.
I got some ideas. I got to show you some of the ideas. But the Gravy Gang shirts, I think, are coming out.
Let's give it a couple weeks. But go get your fucking, like we already told you before the podcast, go get you your St. Paddy's Day stuff. Like right now, you need to go there now.
I wonder if you could spell Gravy Gang with your fingers like they do
if,
West Side.
If you order it before Friday, you should get it by March 17th. If you order it after Friday, you might want to hit that rush order button to make sure you get it by March 17th. If you go to Lucky's Pub downtown for the Rod Ryan Show broadcast and you're wearing a Pass the Gravy thing, I will fucking hook you up with another Pass the Gravy item. I promise you. Just find me and I'll be like, yo, Alex, I got you. Take a picture with me. Send it to my DMs and I'll buy you another PTG item. I got you.
God damn it. All right. I'm gonna have
and that's money coming out of my pocket. But if you're supporting the podcast, I'm going to support you because I love you guys. And it means the world to me that you guys spend part of your lives listening to us at all. Like, this is a dumb little show. We always tell you guys that. And it's awesome that we get to hang out with you guys. Like, y'all are our friends. Y'all are our friends. We get to vent to once a fucking week. And I
got to drive downtown after work.
Dude,
God damn it.
Dude, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. But go and give us those 5-star reviews and go to pastthegravymerch.com. Get you your Pass the Gravy St. Paddy's Day gear, the new Rockets gear. I mean, not Rockets. We'll cut that part out. But the Rock Show shirt, that's pretty sick. And the dad hats. Dad hats are there. And rep that PTG gang. I know my boy Raymundo is rocking those, and he has the dad hat, and he looks fucking gorgeous in it. Those, like, you get lost in his eyes, and then you look at the hat, and you're like, my God. My God, Raymundo, you look beautiful. But it makes you look better. So if you've been struggling on some dates, throw a PTG hat on. I promise you, you'll look a million times better too. Anyway, let's tell you guys about Little M. You got a smelly car that's got you down? Don't worry about it, because Little M air fresheners are going to hook you up. They're the best air fresheners in the entire world. My favorite air freshener of theirs is the Out of This World design. Looks like you're in motherfucking space. And the Fresh to Death scent is my favorite scent. You can get it in that. You can also get the Miami Beach scent for the Rad design, which is my other favorite one after the Out of This World. There's all kinds of awesome designs and scents that you can get. And they also have been making stickers. They have journals that are cheap. If you spend $10 at littleemshop.com, littleemshop.com, you're going to get free shipping. $10 is 5 air fresheners. Not a big deal. I've told you guys the little life hack that I got. You throw an air freshener in the bottom of your trash can before you put the bag over it. Then you get that stinky trash. When you're pulling it out to take out the trash, it doesn't smell as bad. And you throw it in the bottom of a dumpster when you throw it on that stuff. It just adds to it a little bit. As long as you got the other trash bag liner that you're going to cover it up. It gives that nice little whiff of something that smells good. I keep telling you guys about our girl Casey, who She's been doing all of that stuff with the diaper genie, and in her car she got the infant, and it's helping her make all that stuff smell a little bit better. Christy, shout out to her for she's buying more and more stuff. I know Angela was buying stuff. I know Kelly was buying stuff. I know Daniel's been buying stuff. Shout out to all you guys for supporting Little M. Go check out, they got posters now, they got stickers, they got all kinds of awesome stuff, and the blog on that page, littleemshop.com, they're putting out some pretty funny little stories they got. If you're killing some time at work, you're buying some air fresheners, you're buying some stickers, you're buying some journals, you're buying some awesome fucking keychains. Go check it out. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. If you're disappointed, I'll refund you your money myself, because I guarantee you, you're not gonna send it. You're not
faith in the
you're,
product.
You're not
guys.
Gonna be upset about it. You're gonna be like, Alex, thank God, I can't wait to buy more. I promise you, you will be a return customer. And the blog is funny too. They have these funny little writing prompts they go off of. They got a whole story about a cat that was a drug dealer, and they called him Fins. His name was Muffins. They called him Fins. His nickname was funny. Go check it out. LittleMShop.com. Get the best air fresheners, keychains, journals, and stickers in the whole wide world. LittleMShop.com. Best air fresheners ever. If you get any of that stuff, at LittleMTweets on Twitter, at LittleEMTweets. LittleMShop.com. Best air fresheners in the whole wide world. LittleEMShop.com. Let's get to the answers segment, my favorite part of every single week. You got a question, any high thoughts that come across your minds, you see something on a billboard that you wonder what the Gravy Gang might say, hit us up on Twitter at Pass the Gravy Pod. I'm at Alex J. Middleton. Pat's at Not Pat D. And Robert is at Robert Barbosa 03. Use the hashtag PTG Answers. That's how we search for them. And then also, if you want to email them to us, answers@passthegravypod.com. But we prefer Twitter. That's how we check that. We check that first, at least. And we'll get right to you guys here after this.
Well, if you just answer the question, why don't you just answer the question? Be honest. No big deal. Yeah, answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
Any questions?
Remember when I used to cut that off all the time? I used to always fuck it up, and now I don't. Look at me.
Yeah, you're a little bit less
of a fuck
up now.
Look at me learning. So our son, Skylar Lester, our podcast.
Oh my God, it's Skylar!
At OMG, it's Skylar on Twitter. Our podcast son, who we have raised via this podcast, we're his two dads, but not romantically involved, obviously. We just we spoke him into existence, and he actually has a real dad and real mom, but still, like, we've taken over now as his parental units because we've taught him so much over the years through the pod. And Skylar weighs in and says, what would happen if you took probiotics and antibiotics at the same time?
So, war. You ever seen Osmosis Jones?
That was Chris Rock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was something like that.
I could see that. They would conflict, right?
That's what I'm assuming. I think your stomach is just going to be doing a lot of gurgling and you're going to have to poop because somebody's going to win that war and somebody's going to lose it.
I would just assume that it makes the antibiotics not work because I've always remembered that rumor that
wouldn't the antibiotics cancel out the probiotics?
Well, I always heard though that like the girls like they were like, oh, well, if you're on antibiotics, it doesn't make your birth control work. So I would assume that the probiotic would just act like the antibiotic to the antibiotic and it would just make your antibiotic not work. Or the other way around. So one of them wouldn't work, depending on which is strongest. I don't know why I threw birth control into that, because it's not the same thing, but that's my logic, and I'm sticking with that. So, it's probably some sort of war. Whatever the strongest one is probably going to take over, but, you know, I'm an underdog fan, so, like, whatever, like, the underdog is, I'm rooting for that one. It's just a risky play. Risky play. Probiotics and antibiotics, it seems like they don't go together. Mix them, put them in like a blender, make a mixed drink, and then go and just see how that works.
Go for it, yeah.
Don't do that. Don't.
Why not?
I don't know. Is that, could that kill you?
They've always said it's a great idea to mix booze and pills.
Right? I mean, I've done it countless times.
Can't tell you how many times in college I took an Adderall with whiskey.
I've done that a lot too.
Usually it wasn't whiskey. I would just get, I'd take an Adderall and memorize my study guide, but I'd have like a 24 pack of beer sitting next to me, and I would just be crushing beers all night while I memorized my study guide.
So I was on Dayquil like 2 years ago.
I had a prescription though, guys.
I had like a sinus infection. I was taking Dayquil, and I was drinking a bunch, and I remember like looking at when I was taking like the last Dayquil, and it, like I was reading the package before I threw it out, and it was like, oh, you shouldn't have more than like 2 drinks a day when you have this. Like, oh God, I have had like 7 times that much today. Like, this is, oops, and I've been taking this shit all day. Probably not great, but look at me, I'm still here. Yeah. So what do warning labels on medicine know, honestly, guys? Like, really, be your own compass.
All of those are for the average drinker. I am not an average drinker.
Right. So, yeah, just, you know, and alcohol, people forget, kills germs. We already said that. Like, alcohol kills germs.
Actually, if you took it with whiskey, it would probably kill like both the antibiotics and the probiotics, and the whiskey would win.
The whiskey would be
the
winner.
Which is really what you want to use as medicine anyway.
Yeah. That's what I use.
That's 100%
what I use.
That's
usually what I use. So
I'm going to go home and use some
tonight. I'm just going to go back with war, though. Yeah, war would happen. That's a good answer, Pat. Our next one comes from our buddy. Oof, I believe he's a it's Mario Del Aguila. Aguila? Super Mario 830 on Twitter, at Super Mario 830, and Mario Del Aguila, right? Am I reading that correct?
See, my brain wants to say Aguila, but it's not a double L.
I am sorry,
L.
We're
it's
butchering
not a double
your name.
L.
Please, please tweet Aguila. Us your
pronunciation.
Correct pronunciation, and we won't fuck it up again. We figured out Stephanie Ibaba after like 17 weeks. I mean, I did.
I still haven't figured it out.
Pat hasn't. I figured it out, but Stephanie Ibaba, De Bao Bao, Bi Bao, Ibaba, Bao, I think is how you're pronouncing it. And then I know Tessa Goriance was like, yeah, you fucked up my name real bad. And I was like, well, then tell me how to say it, and I'll figure it out, guys. We're not great at
this.
We're
not linguists.
I'm not a scientist, okay? But Mario weighs in at Super Mario 830 and says, if humans can't see air but can see water, can fish see air and not see water? And that was one of those where I was just like, whoa.
No, I think fish just aren't aware of water until they go above it and they look. You still can't see air.
How do you know? Are you a fish?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I was always
you
very
drink like
good.
A fish, but you're not a fish.
There you go.
If you drink like a fish, are you a fish? Maybe. Part fish. Part fish, at least.
They can't see it. No, here's the thing.
I don't know. Who am I to decide?
If they were to go above the water and look down, they would still see the water that they're jumping back into.
Would they? What if it's invisible to them? We don't know.
No, I guarantee you they can, because you still, even though you're jumping out and going back in, you still have to brace for the impact of the water. Like a salmon knows when it's jumping out of the river and then back into the river.
I guess.
It knows. Or, like, here's how you can know they can see water. When a fish gets out of water, it will flop and get its way back to it. They know where they're going back to.
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
It's a valid point. So I guess we've debunked that myth, but I like that theory, and that was one of those. Was like,
it's a good theory. Whoa. It just doesn't hold up.
Whoa, bro. Whoa. Yeah. So,
like the theory?
Dude, Mario. Awesome. Thanks for writing in, man. I think he's a first time writer inner.
What's up, Mario?
At Super Mario 830. Everybody go follow him. Welcome into the Gravy Gang. Is he a rookie? Is he going to the Pass the Gravy Rookie of the Year candidate?
I think he does.
I think he's got to. Let me know.
What's up, Rook?
If you're a rookie, guys, let me know. Billy Branch, you don't fucking count. I know it's you, Josh Tree. I know it's you. But
should we start hazing rookies?
No, we're not about that. We're all about love in the Gravy Gang, man. We're all about love in the Gravy Gang. I had down Josh Posados and Uziel Lara, I have as other rookie of the year candidates. Let me add our boy Mario.
Super Mario 30.
Del Aguila.
Super Mario 830, sorry.
Aguila. I've added that to our running
also
tally of possible rookie of the year candidates. Mario, if you've been listening for like a year or two, and let me know, and I'll be like, okay, well, we'll take you off the rookie of the year thing. But still, let me know if you guys are rookie listeners, which means you started this year. 2020, hit me up. You're new to the pod, and then we'll throw you in the thing. But Mario, appreciate you joining the pod, and appreciate you writing in. This one, I wanted to answer this one last week, but Stephanie asked us such a good question last week, I had to pass on it. Our girl Stephanie Ibaobao, whose name we know how to pronounce, at Stephanie, 5 E's in the ZY at the end. This is from sarcasm_liberty via Stephanie Ibaobao. We always tell you, if you see something funny online, something that makes you wonder, like, what would the Gravy Gang say to this, hit us up. She forwarded this to us, used hashtag PTG answers, and Stephanie wants to know, do you think the top part of a mermaid also tastes like fish, or that it would actually be red meat? Would there be a solid line where the meat changes in their body, or would it be kind of a blend? Could you make a surf and turf platter with one carcass? Like, this blew my mind also.
I would like to see there's a straight line, but there has to be a little bit of a blend right there. There's got to be a blend. Now, the top is definitely red meat. It's not.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you've got like tuna on the bottom. So what most people are eating in tuna is the tail right there. When you think of tuna, I think you're gonna have like tuna on the bottom, and then you're gonna have.
I think it still tastes a little fishy though. I think it's got to be like fishy red meat. Maybe.
Still do. I mean, but here's the thing. I think it's gonna be extra tender.
You think so?
Because it's underwater.
But it's still like it's like fishy though, right? It's gonna have something fishy about it.
But that's not necessarily bad.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I think it still tastes like fish.
I want to try the midsection. Belly? Where meat and seafood meets?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Talk about tender.
I'd eat the ass, bro.
Well, the ass is going
to... It's ass-eating season.
Well, but the ass is still below the
waist.
Right.
Well, I'd still eat the ass. You know tuna. Me? I'm a big ass-eater guy.
You're eating tuna ass.
Ass-eating kind of guy, you know? You know me, fellas. Fellas don't know me. Ladies, you guys know.
Some of the fellas know.
Well, I mean, fellas know that. Like, that's my thing. I do that, not to the fellas. But there's not that there's anything wrong with that.
Booty.
I can't get myself out of this. I'm trapped right now. I'm just rambling right now. Just get me out of this. But yeah, I think they would definitely like. I think the top part of a mermaid would sort of taste like fish, not as much as the tail.
No,
but I think it's got to have a fishy
taste.
Red,
it might, but that wasn't the question. Is it red meat? Yeah, it's red meat up top.
I feel like if you ate Michael Phelps, he sort of tastes like a fish, just because he's always in water. After like you become a fish a little bit if you're in water that much.
I got one for you.
All right,
let's hear it. Plays off of this, and I basically am taking this from the song "The Mermaid" by the
Little Mermaid.
No, it's not Real Big Fish. It's Great Big Sea.
Great Big Sea.
Check it out.
Right. Very relatable.
Would you rather have sex with a mermaid? Girl up top, fish up bottom, or fish up top, girl down bottom?
Well, if girl up top, you like what goes on down there? Like, where do you put it?
Exactly.
That's what I'm wondering.
But also.
But like maybe you can get a little, you know, a little blowy action. I don't know.
True. But then you're.
You just have a makeout party. With that. And then they got seashells covering their boobs, so you can probably see some boobies. I don't know. I feel like it would be weird to have a fish top half, you know?
I'm trying to show you. So, like.
I can imagine it in my head, like, but just.
I'm
going to
show
like
you a picture that'll make it.
It would feel like I was like hooking up with like a SpongeBob character.
But also,
if
you're getting what you want down bottom.
Right.
That's what you're looking at right there, having sex with that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go mermaid up top.
I think I would have
I'd go mermaid up top. And
there's got to be something below that you can find.
You gotta be able to. Or just, you know, just nothing. Like, you go second, third base only with the mermaid, which would be tight.
Yeah, like, you can still do that.
Like, you know, like foot jobs
you can
or
still
thing.
I bet
a mermaid could like bend the like fins at the end and kind of like that could be.
I don't know though, dude.
Are they sharp?
Here's the other problem with trying to have sex even if you find something down below. Scales.
Scales could be a problem.
Scales, man.
Scales could definitely be
a
problem.
You don't want no problem with that.
I'd have one hell of a makeout party with a mermaid if I was
a
mermaid. But
maybe you get a little titty fuck.
I definitely think a mermaid would sort of taste like fish. Pat, you can disagree with me. But it, like, I understand the red meat, the thought right there, but it's like it could be red meat, but it's like a steak maybe, but it's also fishy tasting steak.
Could be. But I think
surf and turf, you could definitely kill. Like, if mermaids were hunted, you could definitely be like, it's a surf and turf platter. And
now
like,
I
want to
take
a
steak and I want to saute it with a little bit of fish oil in the pan.
I want to eat a mermaid now. I want to eat a mermaid.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Like,
let's hunt one down and fucking
guys,
kill a goddamn
mermaid.
Mermaids. Oh, you know what we'll do?
Not named Ariel, because I cannot eat Ariel.
We'll take out a mermaid. We'll kill her. We'll bring her to Danny and have him cook it up.
Okay. Yeah, dude. Daniel Tomjessen, that guy is a master on the grill. But yeah, I think that mermaids definitely taste like fish a little bit. Like all
and
of
yes,
them.
You
even
could make
half.
A surf and turf platter with one carcass.
Yep. Yes. So yes and yes. Very good question, Stephanie via sarcasm_liberty. What do we have next? Ooh, Todd Voss, the reigning Pass the Gravy
Hot
MVP
toddy.
Of the year at @_scene_by_TV. Todd Voss says, who decides the way dog food tastes is appealing to dogs? Do they have to taste it themselves? If so, why does it still taste awful? Why does it still taste awful? What's the deal
I think
with
dogs
dog
decide
food?
It.
I don't think dogs really get a say, honestly. Like, it's like we
I
just,
think they do. They just make progressively less shitty food until eventually they get to a level where they're like, oh, the dogs are eating.
That
we don't
dog
have to make
is
it
a
taste
fan
any
of
better.
This. Yeah, and then also like it ruins it because if a dog is around a person, like or around another dog, they're gonna just woof down their food anyways. I'm like, no, you can't have it. So I think it's like they gotta have a dog that's by itself, and then it crushes whatever the food is. Like, all right, that tastes. Yeah, we'll say it tastes like burgers. But yeah, I definitely agree that I don't think that they. I think they just make it up. They just make it up. I think that they go with like an intention of like this is gonna taste like chicken to the dog, and maybe they throw a little bit of chicken in there. But like, it never tastes like chicken at the end. Like, we've all had dog treats. We've all tried them. Like, don't, and if you're telling me you haven't,
thing.
You're lying.
Dog
you've
treats.
You've all bit into a milk bone where you were like, oh, this says it tastes like bacon. It doesn't fucking taste like bacon. It tastes like really stale bread.
But also, dog treats themselves can be good. I remember one time my sister gave me one, and then after I ate it, she was like, that wasn't a cookie. It was a dog treat. And I was like, okay, well, that tasted...
Joke's on you. I had fun with it.
I was like, that tasted straight up like a cookie with some frosting on it, so I guess you just wasted a really expensive dog treat on
me?
Yeah. Good joke. Can I
real,
have another?
Real funny. Now, joke's on you is you have to buy new dog treats because I ate the rest of them.
Yeah.
She's like, she comes home and you're just watching a game, like just like crushing dog
just
treats.
Just
like, crush. What are those? That's for the dog. Not,
actually,
not
now that now. You mention it...
And then she comes in, you're just chewing on a bone.
I
want to
try some bacon strips.
Do bacon strips?
They look like bacon. They smell like bacon. That's got to at
I'll
least
be real
taste
with you,
decent.
They don't taste as good as you'd think they would.
No, I don't
I
have, think.
I've definitely taken a bite of a bacon strip.
I don't think they would taste that good.
It's
I just don't think they would taste that bad.
It's not that good. Not that good. Do you want to eat a dog treat right now?
Why not? Let's do it. Go get one.
Wheezy has some really good looking ones.
This
they look
is
like,
the time
they look like
where I fill the airspace while Alex goes and gets us some dog treats. I don't know the rest of some words to fill the time, so I'm just going to keep saying bullshit.
We're back.
I don't know why my brain took the president theme there.
So these are...
that does look... I'm not going to lie, that looks delicious.
It looks like a little hunk of meat, and these are like the like gourmet ones they sell at HEB. Yeah. But they're a little bit more expensive. We're just going to break up a tiny little piece, okay? Wheezy stoked because... Wheezy saw that we have this, and she's
I'm gonna
like,
look
oh,
her
dead
in the eye while I eat her treat.
Wheezy, come here. I'm gonna give her. I broke it in half, and then I broke half of it into two halves, so we could have that. So,
a little dry, but not bad.
It doesn't really have a flavor to it.
There's really not much flavor to it.
It feels like it's been like you know that taste you get of like beef jerky that it's been sealed. Kind of got like that,
but they just didn't add any flavor to the beef jerky. Little bad aftertaste.
Really bad aftertaste. Like it's like all dog. I'm not saying I eat a lot of
first
dog
taste,
food.
First taste, not bad. The more it sits in your mouth, It gets pasty, like not. I mean, like literally, like a paste.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like it.
It starts to have a bad aftertaste. That one wasn't good.
Nope.
I would have rather eaten a milk bone than that.
Nah, milk bones just are. Yeah.
See, because now this is stuck between my teeth.
Yep. Yep. That was a bad idea.
Thank God we did not split a full one. We each took a quarter of a quarter of one.
You guys were like, "Hey, what is Pastor Gabe?" We experiment shit. All right,
too bad we didn't have video have to go show try our faces on that one.
Yeah, we made you not have to go try dog treats right there. But I mean, Weezy loves them. Every morning before I leave,
can't get the taste out.
I'll go out and I'll get ready in my guest bathroom. And then I'll get all my shit ready to go. And right before I leave, I'll come into the kitchen. I'll grab a dog treat for Wheezy because Wheezy's in the bed with Emma. And I'll be like, "Oh, hey, see you later, Emma. Have a good day. Love you." And then Wheezy, I'll see you later. And Wheezy now, like, just she, it's
part of her morning routine.
It's her morning routine. It's like when I come back in the bedroom before I leave, she's like, "Oh, motherfucker, you better have that fucking treat. Oh, fuck yeah. Where's the treat? Where's the treat?" And she sits pretty and she's ready to go. And it's like, "Okay, I got you. I got it. I got it." And then she, like, if I don't have a treat, she'll, like, she sniffs out my hand like,
"What the fuck, bro?
Where the hell is it? You like, dude, what the hell?" And usually I'll give her the treat and she'll still like sniff my hand like, "You got more? You got more of that shit? I want some of that good."
I think she's a crackhead.
Yeah, for dog treats. But yeah, I don't know how they decide the way that dog, like, they had to have had a dog that could talk, right? Or one of those collars from the movie Up.
No, they just make, and if dogs eat the food, they're like, "All right, that's good."
Yeah, sure, that's bacon. We made this bacon flavor thing. Dogs ate it? Yep,
chicken
dogs
flavor.
Love it.
One part chicken for every 800 parts favorite, rest
right?
of the treat.
So, yeah, I don't know who they just make it up.
We
they just make it
that.
Up.
That was the longer it goes, the worst
taste.
Of probably
not ahead. Great, but yeah, I think they just make it up. Todd, our next question comes from Josh Tree Cottle at Joshua Tree 713. He says, "Why do you shower with water pouring all over you? When you get out of it, your skin is dry."
Now, I have absolutely no idea. Oh, you know what it is?
So your skin gets dried out after.
Stop using soap.
Yeah, but you got to use soap a little bit.
No,
right?
Use body wash. Soap dries out your skin, man. It's something about the oils. Like
I used to be a body wash guy, but I got away from it just because I felt like I was wasting too much of it. Like, I kept looking down in the shower because I would squirt too much of it in my hand, and then it's like
then
you always see like
too much in your hand, man.
I don't know.
I don't have it right now because it's something else was on sale. But usually, I'm an Irish Spring guy.
It's just, and like, honestly,
I've got Old Spice body wash right now because
Old
it was
Spice
on sale.
Body wash was what I always get the hair body wash, like the all
and
in
then
one
the Dove 2-in-1 for the hair.
But I would just get the all-in-one with the Old Spice. But then I just buy the big pack of the Irish Spring bars of soap, because when you get an Irish Spring bar wet, like for the rest of the day, your bathroom just smells phenomenal every time you walk in.
I can't go back to bar soap.
It's
man.
Like an ad. It's all I've been doing.
It dries
out
my skin too much, man. I can't.
I guess
do it.
I don't know. I'm a bar soap kind of guy. It like, as long as it's just your personal shower, it makes sense. Like, I get, like, if it's a shared, like, community shower or whatever, it's like in football and stuff, you use the shower gel and all that. Like, I'm not going to share a bar of soap with a bunch of dudes. Or
I mean,
though. Yeah, like, I didn't. I brought my own shit because I thought that was disgusting.
I didn't put it on my face.
No, but people did, and you saw them do that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
oh,
that guy he just wiped his balls with his fucking...
Corbin.
So, yeah.
You never took soap after Corbin.
No, there's a lot of people you didn't take soap after, and...
You always tried to get there when, if a coach threw soap in there, you're like, "Yeah, I'm going to catch this shit."
Yep. And, I think it's just probably the soap, like Pat said, is probably what it is.
Something about the soap, it cleans away the oils in your skin, so then it makes your skin dry, I think. There's probably a lot of girls listening like, "You guys are so fucking..."
Yeah, but I feel
dumb.
Like something about, like, when you get out of it, like, the water just, like, I don't know, it soaks into your skin and then it dries it out. I have no idea.
I think it's the oil. You're cleaning away the oil, and that's what fucks it up.
Science.
But, yeah, dude, just, I'm telling you, switch to shower gel.
I'm not going
to. You're
going
to feel a lot better.
I won't.
See, here's the thing. Once you go to shower gel, if you go back to using soap, you notice how dry your skin is.
Do they have shower cream, like shaving cream, but for shower gel? But it's like a cream.
Every woman listening is like, they've got everything you're thinking of and shit you've never thought of.
Yeah, that's true. We're dudes. Dude. I just need like two things in the
shower. I use 5-in-1.
I just wash my hair with soap. The same thing that washes my hair
washes my pulse.
And like when you're out of soap, sometimes you're like, "Yes, we're using shampoo all over." Like,
that's fine. Oh, yeah, I've done that 100 times.
Well, that's my day. Done.
And then you get to your girl's shampoo. If you like, if you live with a woman, she's like, "What are you going through my shampoo?"
I actually need to buy some specific conditioner right now too, because I've got my body wash, but I have a dandruff shampoo that I've been using.
Oh,
but then after that, I'm using just a 2-in-1 shampoo. So I'm like, I should probably just get actual.
It would probably help. That wouldn't be a bad.
But I've got like 3 bottles of this 2-in-1.
Oh, well, I mean, it's double the you double the deal, you know. Makes sense.
Yeah. 2-in-1 is really all you need. If you don't have dandruff, 2-in-1 and then some body gel, that's all you need.
Yeah. So, it's just the soap. Because
nobody's looking for a dude's hair to be super soft.
If you're like a woman that actually knows what we're talking about, if you want to weigh in on that too, at Pass V Pod, hit us up at Pat Dion.
Yeah,
at,
teach us something.
Alex J. Middleton. Our final question of the week comes from our girl and Sam Houston State alumni, Eat 'em Up Cats, at Glamour Perry, or Glamour Perry at Glam for Life. That's Glam, the number 4, and then LYFE on Twitter. And Glamour says, when does somebody whose birthday falls on February 29th, a.k.a. Leap Day, celebrate their birthday? Is it every year, or do they wait for every 4 years?
Yeah, you celebrate the 28th or the 30th, and every 4 years you get to have
You don't have the 30th of February.
Did I say you 30th? I meant 1st.
Yeah, 28th you celebrate first. March 1st. Or I feel like you have to celebrate February 28th at that point, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Or you do March it around 1st, you're technically,
or actually,
for sure.
At that point, you can probably just do, well, since my birthday doesn't have an actual day this year, you can always hit closest weekend.
Like, for me, I feel like...
I think that's the play, dude. You always hit closest weekend.
That's
and then,
a good point.
And then every 4 years,
you always get a reason
big
for
big-ass blowout.
But I feel like for having a leap day birthday would suck for the first, 16 to 18 years of your life. Because you're like, oh, but, when you're a kid and you want to be all excited about it. But then, once you turn 21 or whatever, you're like when you get to my age where I'm not a birthday guy, it's that would be awesome to not have to actually have a day of your birthday, like the actual date. So it's like, haha.
People
don't have
at work
to deal with
it's your birthday. I'm like, no, it's fucking not.
Nope. That was 3 years ago or 2 years ago, whatever the fuck it was. But then, yeah.
Stop hitting on me. You're hitting on a 4-year-old, you pervert.
What's wrong with you? I think they sell. I would celebrate it the one before the 28th, but Pat made a good point. You just celebrate it the closest weekend to whatever is convenient for you. So that's perfect. But I would say if you were born on a leap day, I would celebrate the 28th most likely. If you had to pick one of the two days, I'd do the 28th over just because it's still in the month, right? And you're like that. If that's the last day of February, that is still the.
I would actually probably do the 1st
because that's officially the next stage.
I'm respectful and I don't want to take anything away from Black History Month.
Ah,
and you're a racist.
You know what? No, that's very thoughtful of you, and you're right.
And also, probably
I've changed my tone now too.
March is a fun month, man. You can get a Shamrock Shake.
Shamrock, fucking yeah, dude. Shamrock Shakes. I would say I would go 20. No, we're gonna go March 1st. We're gonna go March 1st. You've changed my tone.
Or more likely, I really would do nearest weekend.
Yeah, no, that's the better one. So
if you're still celebrating, after 25, who celebrates their birthday anyway?
Right, unless it's on a weekend, which makes sense. But it's like I hate when people throw parties.
Just go out for drinks.
So that was it. That was our answers questions segment. If you got any answers questions, hashtag PTG answers to at Pass the Pod. I am at Alex J. Middleton. Pat's at Not Pat Dan. And if you follow our buddy Robert at Robert Barbosa 03, Southern Star Brewing Company's 12th anniversary and Echo in Conroe release. Going on this Saturday, 3525 North Fraser Street. Go hang out there. Bombshell2020.com. Go place your vote because we want to know if you guys voted red or blue. Let us know. Hit us up with a screenshot of where you voted because we care.
I might have to go on the 14th and just leave early to hit the crop and spoil.
That's cool.
I think that might be the play.
So that's next weekend then. Next weekend, they got the other fermentation. Hold on.
That was the one I was saying, right? The fermentation is the 14th.
Yeah. Operation Fermentation release March 14th. That's also Saturday as well, next Saturday. But you guys, love you guys. Appreciate you guys spending time with us every single week. Thank you again for all of that stuff. Don't eat dog treats. Don't do that. That's a bad idea. But hashtag PTG Answers at PassGradePod. We love all you guys. You guys have a great fucking week. Go Roughnecks. Let's fucking beat some Seattle Dragons ass this weekend. And hope to see some of you. If you guys are going to the tailgate, hit me up. I'll tell you guys where our Passing
Away
podcast tailgate's going to be. Yeah, we'll be
face.
Dragging D's nuts across the Seattle Dragons' faces. That's what we'll be doing. We love you guys. Have a great rest of your week. Until we talk to you next time, pass the gravy. Yeah, bitches!
First we're gonna rock, then we're gonna roll, then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we're gonna rock, then we're gonna roll, then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, fuck with you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya, knock knock, open up the door, it's real. With a non-stop pop pop and stainless steel. Go hard, getting busy with it. But I got a, such a good heart, I'll make a motherfucker wonder if he did it damn right. And I'll do it again, cause I'm right and I got to win. Oh, first we're gonna rock, then we're gonna roll, then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we're gonna rock, then we're gonna roll, then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to you. No diggity, I gotta back it up. Gotta bag it up now. I like the way you're working. No diggity, I gotta bag it up. It's gonna rot, then we're gonna roll, then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we're gonna rock, then we're gonna roll, then we let it pop, don't let it go.
You're in hell. This is my hell.